Matters. Tomorrow's news today.
Do Democrats have? Can you all try to force procedural votes on the floor if they ever open, if they ever, you know, gavel back in? What's the next move?
Well, public sentiment is everything, and the voices of the American people. We continue to hold events here in Washington. We'll be holding events all across the country, and we know that millions of people over the next few days and next few weeks are going to receive notices from their insurance companies indicating that because of Republican inaction, their premiums, copays, and deductibles are about to skyrocket. This is not a manufactured issue. It's a Republican healthcare crisis that is unfolding in real time. And I don't believe the American people are going to stand for it. And they know that Democrats are standing on their side.
Ha! Turning up the heat to a boil. Civil War, the Podesta plan. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. And today we have the receiver from the state of Texas. You know, it's a private lawyer, but by the state court. Gloria Gamble, the Antifa judge, literally Soros judge, are going to be here at 1 o'clock today, being nice to them. They're going to come sit in on the show, just, you know, over there, where we got a few chairs. And then I'm going to be talking to them after, and we'll have more news about the future of InfoWars for you. So there you go. Quite the fight, hasn't it been? And in the words of the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones, I have not yet begun to fight and win. So be sure you get the new AlexJonesApp.com. It's free. It comes out in, just got word from Google, in 2 weeks on Android. And about a week and a half, but it's been back and forth number one in news in the world, in the top 100 now, breaking that as well, of all-time apps in the world, out of 1.6 million Apple apps. So great job, everybody, downloading that. AlexJonesApp.com. That's not owned by me. That's owned by Bigly. You'll be able to find the show there, regardless of what happens to us. And, of course, follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. Just a program note. Okay, things have really come to a head. President Trump says he's looking at declaring the Insurrection Act that Abraham Lincoln declared. Trump opened invoking the Insurrection Act. That's coming up next segment, the video of the president talking about that. You got Hakeem Jeffries has asked, what's the next move? Since they won't negotiate with Republicans, the plan is to wait for an uprising. And then we have the facts of what's really going on with the legislation and how the Democrats sabotaged it and created the shutdown. Then, as I told you from my sources in the DOJ, pretty big deal when I broke that a month ago, but people just didn't even care. That Jack Smith was planning a giant purge and to arrest tens of thousands of Republicans, and that he was spying on the Republican leadership of the House and Senate illegally. The FBI has now released those documents. We'll be getting to that. The CIA has released the documents that Biden was using the vice presidency and then the presidency to steal money, and that everything they tried to impeach Trump over for investigating it is true. Those documents have been released. We also have legal battles rage over National Guard deployments to five states. We have all these different Democrat high-level Soros-funded candidates, like in Virginia for attorney general, apologizes for fantasizing about murdering political opponents of his family. Now new messages have surfaced where he fantasized about killing police officers and hoped more would die. Yeah, that's exactly who you want as your attorney general. And we got more Democrat politicians, elected officials, and people in the lead of races calling for mass murder. Very nice people. We're going to look at this and so much more. Big developments in the Charlie Kirk case. Candace Owens delivered the goods, released the text messages. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state are, they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app because it's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. We're entering the 260th day, right to the minute of Trump being inaugurated 260 days ago. We are having huge victories going into the ninth month of the return of the American Republic. We have just unbelievably important news, as usual, but it just gets more intense every day. Again, anyone saying we ever have a boring news day must be living in a cave somewhere. Now, President Trump is preparing the Insurrection Act. He's declared Antifa terrorist organization. State AGs across the country, led by Texas, are launching undercover operations to infiltrate and uproot leftist terror cells in Texas. Leftist political terrorism is a clear and present danger. There can be no compromise with those who want us dead. That's who our attorney general should be. Ken Paxton. We have Jack Smith, the Democrats, caught red-handed in treason, spying on the Republican leadership of the House and the Senate during their Arctic Frost J6 investigation, listening to their phones, tracking where they went, who they talked to, without a warrant. Completely illegal, total government political weaponization. I know. I've been experiencing it even longer than Trump. And the Justice Department was investigating it 2 weeks ago, as you know, and then the Deputy Attorney General killed it. For now, or did it really get killed? The point is that this is all coming to a head. We have the Chicago PD dispatch with their order to stand down. Then the police chief, the head of patrol, they got a whole bunch of chiefs, came out and said, that's not true. Well, now the union came out and said, you're a liar. Ordering a stand down. When people are trying to ram and kill, I mean, literally ramming their vehicles so fast. I got a hand to that lady. She knows how to drive like she's got a Green Beret or something. Ramming up under the truck with the SUV, going at least 40 miles an hour, pushing it down the sidewalk, ramming it into vehicles, almost killing pedestrians. I mean, that was professionally done. Jumping out with their full auto or their semi-autos. And then other cars being rammed and you know, ICE facilities getting shot up on a weekly basis, and just cases. Antifa just shot somebody dead in the back of the head in Portland, just barely hits the news. I mean, trans activists blasting Catholic masses. It's crazy. And you have all these activist judges constantly trying to block everything Trump does. It always gets overturned because Trump is doing everything constitutional. And front and center, we have all the news articles and all the statements that we need an uprising. And they want to use the shutdown, the Democrats, to piss off America and get an uprising. Well, the uprising's here. And the deep state and the corrupt system is fighting for its life. At a bellwether last week was Kash Patel saying the FBI has broken ties with the ADL. It will have nothing to do with them because they're always wrong and full of crap. You wonder where all this anti-white stuff comes from. It's the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. Then people pointed out, we pointed out, hey, break ties with Southern Poverty Law Center. They brainwash local police, counties, state police, in almost every state, the feds, they have to go to continuing education with them. They're the ones that create the crime policy of hiding blue city crime. And they're putting out the false reports that the number one crime, the most common crime, is white supremacy when it almost doesn't exist. There are some cases of white supremacists killing people. Very rare and terrible. But intelligence says they're completely full of crap and that they're now begging him to be reinstated. This is a big victory. Begging for a phone call, Kash Patel says ADL lobbyists panicked after FBI cut ties. Patel says they're always wrong. They're not wrong. They're lying. Is the number one crime in America, the most common crime, white supremacist violence? Maybe once a year a white supremacist shoots some innocent black person or something? It's terrible, but I mean, it... I mean, come on, folks. Crazy. But it's the number one. Remember Joe Biden, the number one threat to America is white supremacy. And the Minneapolis mayoral candidate, he's won the Democrat nomination, the Somali guy that says he didn't care about America, gets up and says, you know, the white supremacists is the number one crime. It's everywhere. They're killing us. Really? Can you give me an example of a white supremacist killing somebody in the last year? I mean, you got to look real hard. But it's the number one crime. I wonder how many of our crew has been killed racially out of 45 crew members. That includes the janitor. We lost a crew member this year out of 45 people. Shot dead in the neck for no reason. By Hispanic and black supremacists. Brag about how they killed that white man. Yeah, I don't need to do a Google search about white supremacy killing people. I can just be here in my office. I know somebody got killed. Partly because they're white. So, we got all this and so much more. Oh, boy, there is a lot. And, again, in the last week, Elon has been on the ass of Netflix. It's totally globalist, as you know. And because the new Transformers show for kids is all about kids cutting their genitals off as Transformers, I guess the name fits, quite the sick pun. And so... myself and Thomas did a little bit of a dive on it. I wouldn't even say deep dive. We did about an hour of looking at it and found the characters are literally famous characters from Western European black magic and Middle Eastern black magic. Moloch, Lilith, Nightshade, all human sacrifice gods. So I said I'd get to that yesterday, but I didn't. I'm going to get to it today. Because you know, he wants it boycotted just because they're brainwashing kids to confuse them with another sex. Huh. How about his pro-human sacrifice outright devil worship? And how many times have I said, if they can't convince us to bring back open human sacrifice of kids, but that's what abortion is, but after they're born, give not your children the fires of Moloch, as Leviticus says in the law. If you think... just try to teach kids to ruin their lives and be mutilated chemically and surgically is bad enough. No, it's open devil worship. And so they can't convince people to accept open human sacrifice of kids once they're born. Well, we just mutilate them and cut their genitals off and kill them ever being able to reproduce. So it's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, you are the Paul Revere's. And whether you're listening on AM and FM stations, UHF, VHFs, cable, Infowars.com/show, band.video, Real Alex Jones on X, or the Alex Jones Network, the Alex Jones Show, there's a bunch of channels. We need to consolidate them on Rumble. Share those live feeds and share those articles and share the reports and the clips of the show because you got all the power. You are the engine under the hood, sweethearts. And when you decide to press that accelerator, we win. So please look in the mirror and realize you are the Paul Revere's in the year 2025. And I salute you. All right. I know I harp on this. I got a lot of the news I'm going to hit, but there's been some new developments that are very important. But the Democrats are openly saying they want blood, openly want uprisings. You see it everywhere. It's called the Podesta Plan. And now they're saying, yeah, we want to, you know, use a shutdown to turn the temperature up and get people out there in the streets. And Tom Homan's begging the Democrats, got a video clip saying, listen, you're calling us animals, you're calling us fascists, you're calling us Nazis. We're following the exact same policies of every other president before us except Biden. Obama had the policies but didn't implement them. And we're just literally arresting convicted rapists and murderers and armed robbers and meth dealers and fentanyl dealers. What is your problem? You're getting our agents killed and shot and hit in the head with bottles and ICE facilities. At least three of them shot up. Four shot up. And trans mafia, the Trantifa, you know, killing the Border Patrol. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And they got a new movie coming out that's basically part two of Civil War. One battle after another, under fire. Here's most irresponsible movie, Call for Anarchy. So this is Hollywood with their Joker movie and Civil War and this. And since I mentioned, you know, this new film yesterday, a bunch of people sent me messages saying, oh, you know about this show on Netflix? Know about this show? Know about that show? Know about, I guess there's a whole bunch of shows about blowing up ICE facilities and killing federal agents and throwing dynamite in their houses and just running around murdering people because they're federal agents. Boy, the Democrats always said the right-wingers and the constitutional terrorists were going to come out and kill all the feds and we'd have a civil war. While they're the weathermen, they're the communists, they're the Antifa, they're the Soros people, they're the ones that always were saying that. They tried to get the police and military trained, really starting in the 90s with the Clintons, and it was the Marine Corps. And it was the Army intelligence that gave myself and others the documents and then even training videos. We'd get in the mail stuff shot all over the country, Louisiana, Texas, you name it, where the military was going up against role players, the military, saying, this is America, you can't have my guns, you're not taking my kids, you're not taking me to a FEMA camp. Boom, 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 boom. You know, they kill your ass. That's in my police state films. So the military was giving us all this, law enforcement. Was giving us this. I mean, we had a comment line for the local radio show and my little local cable show 26, 27, 28 years ago, 29 years ago. And we'd get calls on the comment line, so I was always checking it. And they'd be like, you need to get up here. There's about to be an illegal operation on I-35 in Temple at about noon today. The Army's going to be pulling over people and randomly searching them. It's a drill. It's unconstitutional. And we need you to get up here. And if I couldn't do it, Mike Hansen, my one camera guy, he owned a little construction company, so he was the foreman, the boss. He could always just get in his truck and race up there, and he'd get this incredible footage. Then I had to hire more camera people because I started getting calls. Get down here in South Texas. Get over here. Can you get to Florida? And it was the military and police telling me. And then you saw the newscast later. Oh, yeah, there's going to be an uprising of right-wingers. We're trained to take them on. That's because the left was going to trigger events that would lead to martial law, do false flags bigger than Oklahoma City, and try to have a civil war. But it didn't work. So now they got all their movies and TV shows about what a hero you are when you go to the ICE facility and put 5 pounds of dynamite in the roof and kill everybody. That's in the new show. That's in the plot of the, I haven't seen it yet. I just read the spoilers. They just run around bombing federal buildings. So, oh, McVeigh, he's evil, he's a right-winger. That was all staged by the government, CIA, FBI, ATF, joint group. We know the names, who planted the bombs, all of it. That's a whole nother story. So they launched that whole thing off of Oklahoma City, that there was this terror threat of the right-wingers hiding under every table. Now you got all these movies and all these TV shows about how sexy and cool it is to just mow down federal officers, line them up and kill them, bomb police. Remember what happened in the 70s with the Weathermen? Hundreds of bombings, shootings. They bombed the Capitol. You don't really ever hear about that. You got to look it up. Injured a whole bunch of people, blinded a police officer. Look it up. So now, because they couldn't get the police and the soldiers to go along with their bullcrap narrative, well, now they're going to kill the soldiers and the police because they're the terrorists. See how that works? And we got the truth, and just like we had the truth back in 95 when I was exposing it in Lifetime, we got the truth now, and we're way ahead of you. Oh, and do you know who listens to the show? The military. From CENTCOM to Special Operations Command, right down to the National Guard on the street, every group of National Guard we ran into in D.C. said, I've been listening since I was a little kid, the men and women. Talked to a bunch of groups of them. Some on camera. Saw that. Live streaming. Oh, and even if you try to shut us off, they already all know. And by the way, they're not stupid. They already been briefed. And they're like, everything you've said is what we're now being briefed. Wow. I'm like, yeah. See, I'm not as important as I used to be. Because I'm not the only one with a big show that understands it now. The knowledge has now been distributed. Oh, I still have important work to do, but I do have an extreme feeling of satisfaction in you supporting us over the years and what you did. Because you've been just as important as I've been or this crew. All of you that spread the word, all of you that share the articles and videos, all of you that pray with the broadcast, all of you that left it all on the field and got ridiculed and attacked and everything we all went through, being called terrorists and the rest of it, even low-level patriots, you know, that have booths at gun shows, promoting freedom, get debanked. But you didn't get bullied. You didn't bow down. You persevered as the winter soldiers. And you're white, and you're black, and you're Hispanic, and you're Asian, and you're old, and you're young. Let me tell you who really mobbed me in D.C., and it's on camera in the live feeds. It was even more insane with the cameras off. Basically, every Asian, and I mean like East Asian, Chinese, South Korean, Japanese, that ran to Laotians, you name it. I mean, every Asian, young and old, male and female, it was. I only took one crew member with me, Reese. Reese was like, whoa, I didn't know the show was this big. I was like, I didn't know this. We walk in after I'd done a 45-minute live shoot over at the National Monument, Washington Monument, and both black bellhops, one older, one young, and they both had foreign accents, Africans. They go, oh, Mr. Jones, please be careful. We were both just watching you. And then there was an older Hispanic man behind the counter. He goes, we love what you're doing, Mr. Jones. He hands me two waters. Need anything? Need anything else? Anything we can do for you? Then my sports jacket, when I was meeting with the DOJ, was crinkled from the flight. So I called and said, hey, you come get my sports jacket and iron it, steam it. They said, yes, Mr. Jones, we'll be right up. 5 minutes later, Asian woman, very attractive, young. Hello, Mr. Jones. And I give it to her, and she goes, we really appreciate what you do for America. I mean, you globalists are screwed, 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 screwed. And I want you to know that. So I got to do more live streams. Cool, it's dangerous. Kirk had just been killed. That's why I went out and did it. And I reached out to TPS, USA. They said they're going to get with me. But they've got all the campus groups. Charlie was already inviting me before he died to go back on the road with him. So last saw him in person in Detroit last year for an event I was at with him, spoke at with J.D. Vance. So I'm going to do that because just like Crowder hadn't done stuff in public in years because it's so dangerous. He's got kids. And like you said, Kirk was doing it, so he didn't need to. Crowder basically invented that. He's back out now because you got to do it. You can't let him intimidate you. But I am going to do more live streaming because everybody sees it and goes, whoa. You see, because you're not a public figure, which is great. You don't know how popular freedom is, but I am very well known. And so you get to see how
effective has the globalist demonization been? And the reason we're talking about us today is we're at the center of this. And the state receiver is here today at 1 o'clock. Very nice, friendly. Going to be friendly because they got the court order. Now, it's held up at the stay at the state court and stuff. At the minute that's there, we're shut down. Don't know if it's tomorrow, next week, whatever. Hey, it's okay. Hey, have some coffee here, you know. Because it's all about leaving it all in the field, folks. This is not a defeat because we never quit. And we've had so many devastating victories. This is what you expect in this fight. I'm lucky I haven't been killed or put in prison. And I would be glad to die. I don't want to, but I'm never suicidal. I would be proud to die to have the effect we've had together in turning the tide against evil and triggering this mass global awakening. You can say Trump's not perfect. He certainly isn't. He's done some things I'm really upset about we're going to get to coming up. Well, my pardon, Ghislaine Maxwell. That's coming up. But the point is, them having to respond to us and us getting so many good things done, not just here but around the world, is emblematic and the proof of the global awakening that's only getting more intense. So if the globalists think they're fighting uphill now, they're going to be trying to climb sheer cliffs soon. This is an unstoppable force of human will and justice. And so the left wants to say, I'm defeated. The left wants to sit there and, you know, behave like, oh, Jones is discredited. It's all the opposite. And having them attack me and be so vicious and persecute me is the proof that we've done our job. We've been over the target, so we're getting the flak. Just like my grandfather in a B-17 flying over Italy and Germany in World War II. First in North Africa, flying over Italy, dropping bombs on the Nazis. And then out of Italy and over Germany, dropping bombs on the Nazis. And they didn't have radar. They didn't have good maps, but they knew to fly into the exploding shells. They knew to turn into the flak. Fly into the bullets, ladies and gentlemen. Metaphysically, metaphorically, and sometimes physically. Like Martin Luther King. Like Malcolm X. Like RFK and JFK, and like Jesus and Mahatma Gandhi. That doesn't mean we don't defend ourselves when we're attacked. But if there's a time on a stage when your enemies come to kill you and God just tells you, don't duck, don't run. I win, you lose. Obi-Wan Kenobi, more powerful than you could possibly imagine. And the destruction of InfoWars that's imminent will only make it 1,000 times stronger. It's a name, belongs to all of you. They think the Onion and Bloomberg will take it and run it and misrepresent, and they already said they're going to take Charlie's identity and are already doing it and putting out fake quotes. Lawsuit City, folks. They can't hide behind satire and do that because they admit they're doing it to make people hate him. He says stone gays. He says black women are stupid. Really, where's the quote, you lying sacks of crap? Says the opposite. But that's who they are, and they're so dirty, they think the lies work. They don't work anymore. You know how many black people and Hispanics have said they woke up because they finally saw the clip of Trump saying the KKK are terrible people, and you said he said they were fine people, you liars? Keep lying. Keep telling bigger lies. They'll be like, all the shows is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting it. We don't want it. But yeah, it's happening. But they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. And we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at theAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, go now to AlexJonesApp.com. AlexJonesApp.com. And get download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure to get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that bang on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit. He was right about every step of the way.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The news that I just mentioned, but with the more details. Jack Smith, the Democrats, being caught in treasonous, illegal surveillance and spying on the Republican leadership in the House and Senate is par for the course. And I've talked about why so many people are intimidated by the deep state. That's what they do. I mean, I got the Sheriff Arpaio and got DEA documents of access to the NSA in early 2017. And Arpaio gave me the info and said, we've sent this to Trump. I've talked to Trump, but he says he's got his people looking at it, but we're going to go ahead and give this to you because my name was on the list. And of course, Bongino later talked about this last year. He got a similar list of 23 people. I was on the list and for destruction. And I knew it was real because it had a fax line at my house that I never used, a landline I never used. It had my old cell phone, my new cell phone.
Roger saw it. It had, we blacked the numbers out on TV, but we had the raw thing. Roger goes, yeah, that's Trump's private Mar-a-Lago bedroom phone number. And because he doesn't live in the whole Mar-a-Lago, he just lives in a little apartment there. And it was also his private office number in New York. So, yeah, this has been going on a long time. Full spying. We got the documents earlier this year from Trump administration. Obama orders national security investigation 2013. Comey on me. Total dragnet. And then remember, they got the undercover FBI CIA guy going, yeah, we've been investigating him since 2013. We couldn't find anything. So we made up this whole thing that he didn't do and, you know, went out and shut him down or tried to shut him down with Sandy Hook garbage. And then we have the FBI head in Connecticut saying he went and started it on the stand. So, I mean, it's all proven. But Blunt, Deputy AG says, nope, you're not investigating it. And now the federal prosecutor in Virginia says, nope, we don't care if the grand juries indict Letitia James for open and shut election, mortgage fraud, all of it. Same thing she charged Trump with. But this is cut and dry, and we're just not going to charge them. Total belligerency. It's us or them. They started it, and they're actually crooks. Top prosecutor faces the axe over major snub to Trump. Yeah, they had to fire the prosecutor 2 weeks ago, wouldn't indict Comey's ass. Fire her now. And then look a little higher up on the totem pole if you want to know who's really running all of it. Mr. Blanche. How do I know? He bragged about shutting the investigation down they were doing on me. Cut and dry, DOJ funding and running it all. Cut and dry, admitted in court. Documents, funding it illegally. Shut that son of a bitch down. How do I know? He did it to me. And is gunning to get rid of Ed Martin. And Ed Martin did not tell me that. Ed Martin never said a bad thing about Blanche. In fact, said nice things about him. But I know that from other Justice Department people that yesterday. And I'm going to stop right there. And the crew knows because I let them hear the phone call. The folks we were talking to knew they were being listened to. But I said, here, I'm gonna tell my crew that. And the DOJ source was like, and please, you know when you do this, though, it hurts Ed. They're trying to fire him. Ed, you know, I'm telling you, Ed did not tell me any of this. He was only handling my cases. Todd Blanche is in ABC News and CBS News saying he killed the investigation into what they did to me. He said it. He's my source. But he's gunning for Ed Martin. Well, Trump supports him. And you know what? Blanche needs to be removed. Ed Martin needs to be put in if you want to save the country. And if you don't want to get killed, Trump, or get your ass thrown in prison in 3 years when you're out of office, then do what must be done. We don't have time. My ass is hanging out as far as yours. Save yourself and save me and the country, for God's sakes. All right, that's enough. Let me get to the news here. So Trump is open to declaring the Insurrection Act. It's 100% constitutional. We have blue cities saying we're not going to comply with federal law enforcement that have federal duties and are charged and are totally covered in what they're doing. The courts have come with all these challenges and said it's 100% legal and lawful, and actually Trump's duty, his obligation to protect, defend, and preserve the constitutional republic of America, the United States of America. So, yeah, declare the Insurrection Act. Hundreds of cities protecting illegal aliens and people with huge rap sheets. Having police stand down. Nick Sordor defends himself, just pushes back. He's being punched in the head, knocked to the ground. They arrest him. They beat him up again. Now they've dropped the charges. Now he's going to sue him in Portland. This is lawlessness. And there's a video in Portland where they have the new liberal police, the social worker police, and a reporter sitting there talking to him about it. And I didn't even show it yesterday. It's so weird. The police officer has an erection and is sitting there petting his penis on TV while they're talking to the reporters. And they go, we're community police. We stand with the you know, communists. And the guy's sitting there looking at the male reporter with an erection, bulging out of his pants, petting it. Going, I mean, these are lunatics, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute lunatics. So when a city goes lawless, it's up to the state to come in and take it over. And when whole states go lawless, it's for the feds to do it. Man, where's Abraham Lincoln when you need him? So Trump is Abraham Lincoln. Trump can decide to be Abraham Lincoln and save the country and himself, or he can decide to not take the right action and ensure our total destruction. So, yeah, it starts here in a minute. We'll just skip ahead. And it goes on for a long time. And then you see him get an erection. I'm sorry, folks. I just say this stuff. It doesn't sound real. And then he starts getting an erection. This goes on for a long time while the interview is going on. So, and they're talking about how they're liberals and how, you know, this is the model of social worker police and how they stand with the people and blah, blah, blah. And these are the folks that are arresting Nick Shordor when he gets attacked. Oh, the precious Antifa has attacked you. And three people gang up on you and beat you up. Here, let's arrest you while we masturbate. It goes on and on. It gets worse. He gets a big bulge in his pants. I mean, we must stop there, though. It gets really bad. And he's sitting there literally looking at the guy, obviously very aroused by the reporter. And, I mean, and don't just show it to be gratuitous. I show it so you understand when I say this stuff, it doesn't sound real. They're now arresting people in the UK that drink more than one soft drink in public, or they're calling them into the jail, and they face scan and know who they are with all the cameras, and then they get a summons saying, come to the police station, we saw you drink two Cokes. There's no law you can't drink a Coke, but they're just getting you used to absurdity. That's what tyranny is. Stand on your head. Jump. When I say jump, you know, jump how high? It's literal. Two men can have a baby. X or Y chromosomes don't exist. Communism works great. 2 + 2 = 5. It's all about getting you to accept absurdity. So when I say you got police jacking off on TV in Portland, there it is. When I'll show you the news. I'll show you the articles. When I saw the report, I didn't believe it. They went and found the local news. They're like, well, of course we send you go to the police station if you're seen drinking two Coca-Colas. Oh, but you can stab people and kill them all day long if you want. Yeah, this is Smoley doing it, too. These people are just get him off the screen. Stop now, guys. Come on. Come on. I mean, you know, I only have to show this stuff because it sounds like I'm lying. I mean, this doesn't even sound. In fact, I put it in yesterday's stack. Will you guys find the articles about come into the police station, you were seen drinking two Coca-Colas. We laugh. It's not funny. It's not funny. All right. This goes on for like 3 minutes, and the erection gets bigger and bigger and bigger. In fact, I think he may have creamed himself in this video. Get it off the screen and stop it right now. I'm telling the crew, stop it. We got martial law to cover here. That is an order. All right. Thank you. God help us. We're in an open-air lunatic asylum. But what's even crazier is what they're saying, all the liberal crap they're saying while he's jacking off on television. Him and Schmoly ought to do a podcast together. It's like, oh my goodness. Anyways, back to the serious issues. I've talked to high-level military, low-level. You always want to talk at all the levels. That's where you get the real intel. And they're getting ready to try to trigger martial law. They want to push Trump into the Insurrection Act. Well, that's okay. Then we'll just give you what you want. They say the Podesta plan. We're going to basically create a civil war. Then when Trump sends out the troops, they're going to kill a bunch of our people. No, you're going to kill your own people. Blame the troops. Blame ICE. We're already ahead of you, dumbasses. So you're in checkmate. You should back down. You shouldn't do it, but they're not going to. I've got about a 90% chance they're going to false flag very soon. We're now in the time of that. So play Trump, talking about he's open to the Insurrection Act, and then go into Hakeem Jeffries with one of these stooges on corporate media, MSNBC, you know, with their 100,000 viewers. Jeffries looks like he's sitting on a toilet, constipated during the interview, talking about uprisings. Here it is.
Over a weekend.
What? The Insurrection Act? Under what conditions or terms would you?
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary. But we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
Any leverage do Democrats have? Can you all try to force procedural votes on the floor if they ever open, if they ever, you know, gavel back in? What's the next move?
Well, public sentiment is everything, and the voices of the American people, we continue to hold events here in Washington. We'll be holding events all across the country, and we know that millions of people over the next few days and next few weeks are going to receive notices from their insurance companies indicating that because of Republican inaction, their premiums, copays, and deductibles are about to skyrocket. This is not a manufactured issue. It's a Republican healthcare crisis that is unfolding in real time. And I don't believe the American people are going to stand for it. And they know that Democrats are standing on their side.
This is not a manufactured crisis. It's not Cloward and Piven, your official plan to crash the economy and the country so people will accept communism by overloading capitalism. I mean, give me a break, buddy boy. You know exactly what you're doing. So here he is like a deer in the headlights recently when being faced with Trump's success.
And all I can tell you is that the inflation rate itself was 2.7% in the most recent read year over year versus it got to a high of 9% under Biden. Stocks are at record highs. Unemployment is 4.2%. That's full employment. The GDP was 3%. The border is actually secure. We've got trade deals with EU, Japan, many more in the works, and trillions of dollars of foreign investment coming here. Iran's nuclear ambitions have been set back indefinitely. And I just wrote down a few things. So I just have to ask you, where is the calamity that you're talking about? And it almost seems like for Democrats, socialism is the answer to these problems, or I don't know, what, an end of democracy or something? We just don't get it. I don't know about deflation and cost.
Now I want to play one more clip on this, and this is Mike Johnson on AOC. She hasn't read the legislation, and I'm not sure she would understand it if she did. And I checked this out last week. It does fund illegal alien health care. The Democrats have campaigned on that. Not as the federal state level. And then they're like, no, we're not funding illegal aliens. And anybody can go read the damn legislation. And here's Mike Johnson saying he doesn't think she even understands it. And I think that's true. I mean, she's dumber than a box of rocks. But she does know how to go to an empty ICE facility and claim kids are in cages and put up fake photos. Well, not fake. They were from Obama. But again, people are wise to their lies. It doesn't work anymore. Here's this short clip that I'm going to shift gears into the big bombshell. And that is the Democrats and Jack Smith illegally spying, not just on Donald Trump and Alex Jones and Roger Stone and General Flynn, but the Republican leadership of the House and Senate. But first, on the shutdown.
Right there, because I know Republicans are calling it the Schumer shutdown. I think you could easily call it the illegal alien shutdown.
Yes, of course. And I know this will be shocking to your viewers, but AOC has not read the legislation that her party filed. Okay. It's page 57, section 2141. You can pull it. Go to speaker.gov. I made it easy. It's right there for you. You can see the bill they filed would 100% restore health care paid for by taxpayer dollars to illegal aliens. The calculation is about $200 billion. She hasn't read the legislation, and I'm not sure she would understand it even if she did. Now, the subsidy thing she's talking about is not even an issue of today. It is a end-of-the-year funding matter. That funding expires December 31st.
Yeah.
In December, it's a red herring. They're trying to make that part of the issue of the stopgap funding measure, and it's apples to oranges. I'm not even honestly sure if AOC understands that. She says it with such passion, but she is so wrong on literally everything she just said there.
All right, I want to get to Jack Smith, and then I got some criticisms of Trump. And we knew this, and I said it, you know, 9 months ago when Trump got in, from my sources. One of them was Roger Stone. And later I, you know, put him on the spot about it. And I said, do you mind if I say what you said? And he said, no, go ahead. We're not getting the Epstein stuff. Plus, the Democrats have had control of it forever. We'll just get some disinfo. Because the CIA and Mossad were running that. And now you have the head of the investigation for 5 years. It started 20 years ago, but the first 5 years, the head DOJ got over it. Said, no, Trump was never involved, none of it, none of the witnesses, but he's covering it up for the CIA and Mossad, which is totally true. Let's pray her. And I said, well, right before Trump got in, I said, well, he do the right thing and release it. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. The Clintons, all these top Democrats, the head of Harvard, Bill Gates, or will he use it as basically blackmail on them? And I said, they're not going to stop even though you hold it back. So even if you could do a Machiavellian thing, which I don't agree with, they're not going to stop. And that's why Trump gets so pissed off about it when they bring it up, the Democrats bring it up. He's like, you know, it's all you on the list, right? It's all you involved. Not just the record, folks. You think a control freak like Trump lets Russian hookers piss on him? I land in St. Petersburg, have two hookers piss on me so I'm controlled by Russian intelligence. Here, set me up. Oh, let me go screw 14-year-old girls on camera so that everybody controls me. Donald Trump's the guy in charge. He's not the guy that wants to join the cult and do the initiation so that they know they're being compromised so they can be trusted. He doesn't want to be in the cult. He wants to create a whole new system. He wants to be the guy that turned America around and the world. I want to be part of that. But then by extension, by him doing this, he has now joined in the crimes. And I just cannot, I can explain the thoughts. I know why he did it. It doesn't make it any better. And there I know he wasn't involved. I investigated before I ever endorsed him 10 years ago. And I predicted he'd do this. And then not just Roger, others told me, yeah, no, it's hundreds of CEOs. It's billionaires. It's 90%+ Democrats. And that's how crazy the Democrats are, trying to play games and say Trump's doing this when they made a deal with him at the top. You know, suddenly you see these backhanded compliments, Hillary for Trump. It's disgusting. It's disgusting, and it makes me physically ill. Oh, I'm going to hit. But it's not a lesser of two evils here. The Democrats are trying to destroy us. They openly want World War III. Trump's doing all this other good stuff with his cabinet and the things he's doing. So I'm just going to call balls and strikes. But it's bad. So I'm going to play the clip of him yesterday and get to it all. But first, I want to hit Jack Smith. Before I do that, the receiver to shut down InfoWars is coming here today. They're getting here around 1 o'clock. They want to sit in and see the show. Nice guys. We got to sit right over there. Great. And they got their court order. So, hey, have a coffee, water, iced tea, want a sandwich? It's how we are. When they tried to shut us down illegally in the federal court with the Justice Department trustee in May and June of last year, when they finally had a court hearing and the judge fired them and said, this is terrible, they got them and said, well, we needed to shut it down. Alex had a gun. And the judge goes, what about a gun? He goes, well, we can't tell you, but he had a gun. See, the implication is, like, I got guns, and I'm going to, you know, it's insane, ladies and gentlemen. But that's how these people operate. But, no, we're friendly, we're nice. And, boy, when we get shut down, for everybody out there, everybody like, oh, yeah, you cried wolf. No, we survived all these battles. But now is the time to support, because the bad guys don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. That's Bigley, with all their other great clients and all the great work they do with Steven Crowder and the Hodge Twins and so many others. There are dozens of clients. the best products, the best supplements, the best Patriot apparel, all of it. And we have the very best at thealexjonesstore.com. And that is what's funding InfoWars now. And that's what's funding the new network, the Alex's Network. But the products are incredible. So you need to go there now. Because the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com is basically already partially ended. Because dozens of the amazing supplements sold out, so, or right at the point of selling out, so we had to end the buy one, get one free, except our very best sellers, they order even more of, so they still have the highest quality ultra methylene blue, the CMOS gummies, oh, the ultimate super nutrient combo, and Shilajit, the very best capsules. Those are still buy one, get one free, but it could end tomorrow morning. Definitely ends by tomorrow night because they're going to have to end it before it sells out. And also they have to hold back a bunch because for all the subscribers, when you subscribe and get even bigger discounts, whenever your order is refulfilled, you cancel any time, they hold it back. So subscribers don't have that problem. Get up to 50% off on your reorders. So become a subscriber for stuff you really want and to pledge to support us canceling. Become a VIP for $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime. And then you get $40 to spend instantly when you spend $30 as a VIP each month. $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales only for you. So if you're going to buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com, become a VIP. And if you want to get the biggest discounts on reorders, become a subscriber for so many of the great products that are there. But on top of that, everything in the store is 20% off. T-shirts, ball caps, on top of the buy one, get one free, 20% off store-wide. That ends tomorrow night at the latest. And then it gets even more crazy. And this is a loss leader. It means we lose money on this, but it's okay. The products are so good. I'm the one that, you know, told them, I think you should do this because we had 80%+ reorders on stuff like Ultra Methylene Blue. It's so good. That's unheard of. You get an additional 20% off through the shopping carts, the same system, at alexjonesapp.com. Download, if you have Apple, it'll be out on Android soon, the next week and a half or so. Sorry, it isn't available for Android yet. It will be soon. You get 20% off when you buy through the app on top of the 20% off. That's 40% off on a buy one, get one free. That's hands down light years the best deal ever at thealexjonesstore.com. So everybody get the app. Everybody be a VIP. Everybody experience Ultra Methylene Blue now. Take action and be the reason we always stay on the air, as Chase Geyser says, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the app, alexjonesapp.com. Hour number two, jam-packed, massive guest, and more. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones App. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X. And it's racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow. For the censors, that is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us in 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free right there, alexjonesapp.com. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The arrests so far include a Trende Aragua gang member and a man wanted for rape of a child.
The Department of Homeland Security says there were two separate alleged incidents of drivers using their vehicles to ram into other vehicles with federal agents. Prosecutors say Martinez and Ruiz used their vehicles to box in the agent's car. Court documents say an agent, unable to move his vehicle, got out and fired about five shots at Martinez. This video captured from about six blocks north. Here you see the driver of a black SUV ram into the back of a white pickup truck with flashing blue lights. It's not clear who is driving the SUV. The SUV chases the pickup down Kedzie towards the direction of protesters. A second black SUV slams into the first one, and what appear to be uniformed officers jump out.
In California and Oregon and Washington and Illinois and Colorado, people ramming federal agents' vehicles. And then there's lots of cases now where just federal vehicles, period, are being burned up around the country. So they moved on from the Tesla cars to that. So this is exponential what's going on.
Portland is burning to the ground. You have agitators, insurrectionists.
You have California Governor Gavin Newsom, who celebrated posting this on X. The court granted our request for a temporary restraining order halting any federalization, relocation, or deployment of any Guard members to Oregon from any state. Trump's abuse of power won't stand. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller then wrote this on X. There is no legal distinction, he says, between a state volunteering guardsmen to guard the border and volunteering guardsmen to guard a federal immigration facility. Either we have a federal government, a supremacy clause, and a nation, or we don't.
Who's going to stop him?
Well, the courts. That's who's going to stop them.
Trump's now deployed, or is deploying 300 troops to Chicago after nights of mayhem and shooting at the feds and throwing bottles and concrete at them and just going completely insane. So this is all going exactly like I said it would.
At a time such as this, it demands one thing for sure. We must fight fire with fire.
No president, as far as I know, has tried to control the Federal Reserve, the central bank. He is amassing power in a way that will destroy our democracy.
Running for attorney general, the top cop in Virginia, wishing not only that he had two bullets to put in a guy's head, but then he wishes death on his children. And Todd Gilbert has small kids. And for Jay Jones to wish death on his small children is beyond belief.
The blue cities have been seized by the Democrats. Same thing in Europe. The no-go zones, the Islamic takeover. This is a plan. That's why they produced the movie 2 years ago that was released last year, 5-6 months for the election, called Civil War. Big budget.
What kind of American are you?
So over here, you guys, what do you call this? You call
it West Coast Offense. It's a Western Alliance.
The Western Alliance. Yeah. Okay.
And you have Governor Pritzker, the Dem, the transgender kingpin, a real sicko.
They killed somebody. So here it's really hard to know exactly what the facts are, and they won't let us access the facts. They are just putting out their propaganda.
They ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound 37th Place.
Have them stay put two or three blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
And people run up to ICE with their hands in their pockets like they got a gun or back behind their shirt saying, I'm going to kill you. And then when ICE responds, oh, you victimized me. It's like when they jump in front of people's vehicles. They're told in their Antifa training, go so far and don't worry. We've got a cover story for you. We'll get you out of jail. We're about to have a communist uprising. Don't worry. But the big takeaway is, the governor of Illinois and the governor of California and others calling it their alliance and the Western Alliance right out of the movie. That's the group that does the Civil War and takes over the country after the Antifa massacre. They have a little newscast in the film. The Civil War all started when Antifa was massacred. And the whole thing's about race war. People watched it and went, we don't know what the movie's about. an idiot could see it. And you say, well, it's just a movie. No, it's the Podesta plan.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We know there's evil in the world, and it's been said forever. Nobody knows who first said it. The devil's greatest trick is convincing the world he doesn't exist. I disagree with that. The devil's greatest trick is convincing the world that good doesn't exist, and that Jesus Christ isn't the true risen Messiah who is the guarantee of delivering us from this evil. Because I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I pray, I have the Holy Spirit. God literally, as you've seen, tells me the future when he deems it. And I know evil comes after me. And I go to these Democrat rallies, up to a half of them now are open Satanist. Women in suits, Antifa dressed up, trannies, all of it. They are sick. Go to a Democrat event. If you don't think the devil's real, go there. Now, the devil's second greatest trick, in my view, I'll ask Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who's a wonderful person, a good friend of mine, and I watch his sermons almost every week, so he really is my pastor. I don't really go to church physically because it creates a scene here in Austin, but I'm going to ask his view on what the devil's greatest trick is and where we are historically right now. There he is in Tampa, one of the biggest churches in America, and all the great work he does. We're going to go to him in a moment, but we got a lot to cover in this hour. The next hour, I'm going to get a whole bunch of other news and open Satanism in the new Transformers cartoon. Musk is mad because it teaches kids that they're a different sex and gives them pronouns, but we researched it. It's actual, the Transformers have the names of demons now. It's about human sacrifice. So it's much worse than Elon Musk even saying. That's coming up. Maybe I'll even cover it with Brown if he has time, but go to revival.com to find out about Pastor Brown, born and raised in South Africa, been here since the 80s, and you know, got arrested for refusing to shut down his church and wear a mask. We'll be talking to him about this in a moment because I watched his weekend news alert. It was so powerful. We have the Pope now openly being a leftist, as we predicted, blessing ICE, pushing carbon taxes, open borders. Pope Leo calls for Trump to embrace a new missionary age of open borders. But Vatican City doesn't take anybody in. That's 200-foot walls, 100-foot walls, some are 200 feet. So, unbelievable. Biggest walls I've ever seen there in Rome. Beautiful. But before we do that, I want to launch this first because I've covered it, but I haven't really gotten into it. I want to cover this first with Brown. Jack Smith, the former UN prosecutor, with his operation, Arctic Frost, and I was told this by the DOJ months ago, was planning to arrest thousands of people. They were surveilling the Republican Senate leadership, the House leadership, all without warrants, their phone calls, everything they were doing. And that's what we know of so far. The FBI released the documents yesterday. And so this is the real insurrection. This is the real treason. And Trump is getting ready to declare the Insurrection Act because these cities are in open insurrection. The Democrats have the Podesta plan to trigger a civil war. And it's the same Soros model they use in South Africa to create a failed state. We'll talk to Pastor Brown about that. But here is Senator Johnson, just one of the targets, Ron Johnson, talking about it. Then I want to dovetail in John Kiriakou, the former CIA section chief, counterterrorism head, of what was there 20 years ago. Imagine what the surveillance is now. Play both those clips. We'll go to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of Revival.com.
But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to give you a timeline of this. I think you've already got the FBI sheet that shows the number of members of Congress that were targeted. Representative Kelly, Senators Graham, Hagerty, Hawley, Sullivan, Tuberville, myself, Senator Lummis, and Blackburn. Now, this memo was dated September of 2023. To put it all into context, the Mar-a-Lago raid occurred in August of 2022. Jack Smith announced the indictments against President Trump in August of 2023. So this is almost 2 months later. They're casting this net, this fishing expedition against members of the Senate and the House. Yeah, I've been investigating this with Senator Grassley. This doesn't surprise me, but it should shock every American of what the Biden administration has done. By the way, this is the first time I was targeted by the FBI. Under the Obama administration, the same thing happened to both Senator Grassley and I. As part of the Foreign Influence Task Force, we were giving a briefing.
Head pause.
To try and convince.
And why did it happen again? And this is just what we know of. Because no one was prosecuted for it. Finish up. Here it is.
Hunter Biden laptop was no big deal. Basically, trying to throw us off the track. So this is major corruption that's being revealed inside the Obama and Biden Department of Justice, the FBI. And I'll turn it over to, Senator Hagerty, who's, one of the individuals. Again, none of us were subject or targets of this investigation. There's no predicate. There's no reason for this efficient expedition, which, again, should outrage and shock every American. Senator Hagerty.
We know that they can take remote control of your car and make it drive off a bridge.
Any car?
Any car that has a computer in it. Which is every car, unless you're driving a 57 Chevy or something. We know that they can take any smart TV and turn the speaker into a microphone so that it broadcasts what's being said in the room, even while the TV is off. Another thing that they did was they infected computers domestically, which is illegal. But then in the code, they embedded lines of code written in either Farsi or Cyrillic so that they could point, say, no, it wasn't us. It was the Russians, the Iranians. They did it. Look, the code. They forgot to translate these lines of code. They're still in Russian and Farsi. No, it was us. I've been out of the CIA for 21 years now. That is a lifetime, technologically speaking. It's a different world today. God knows what they can do that we haven't found out yet.
And now the Democrats, I'll get to that later, have announced a plan to use AI to deceive people with fake quotes of Charlie Kirk, myself, Trump, and others. All right, Pastor Brown, that's quite the introduction, but Revival.com, I want to get your big 35,000-foot view about where America is, where the world is right now, biblically. But just first, this whole Jack Smith thing, where's the indictment of him? I mean, I'm told the indictments are ready, but we have federal prosecutors blocking it. This is insane.
Well, I have so many questions, Alex, which I've realized you're not allowed to ask questions, which, we've got to ask questions. We have to ask what is going on. Now, if you ask any question, then they think you're on the side paid by a certain group of people. First of all, I'm not paid by anybody. I'm not on any side. I'm trying to help people. We travel, been in 98 countries. So I see the same thing with South Africa and America. So what my question is, with President Trump coming into office, everything was supposed to be changed. And now I see the continuation of the criminal element, just like walking free. I got arrested for keeping the church open. These guys, I don't even understand it. Like, I want to know what the Attorney General is doing. I want to know what the head of FBI is doing, the head of the Department of Justice is doing. I question what is going on. And I don't want people coming where they're playing the long game. The long game has been played too long. Somebody needs to go down. So I don't know, maybe I have to ask the question, is our current government compromised? And I love President Trump. I mean, I voted for him. I packed him all the way. I still do. But I'm looking at this, and Alex, I'm like concerned. I'm saying no heads are rolling. Nobody's been arrested. I don't even understand. I'm actually sitting with my mouth like in a state of shock.
I agree, and Trump is mad. I can tell you, people have done the meetings. He's screaming at them. Look at this. They had to get rid of that prosecutor 2 weeks ago to indict Comey. They had the indictment. He was sitting on it. Now, top prosecutors rejecting Trump's pressure to change new charge New York AG, saying there's no probable cause. They have her with four different residences, all saying they're a primary residence. They have her in massive fraud. Tens of thousands of people are charged this a year. This is open and shut. And this is the woman that charged him with a bunch of made-up stuff. She's a Soros operative who ran on putting him in prison. She said, we'll find something. Turns out she's doing what she said he did. Throw her fat ass in prison. We've got to have justice, and we got to let the deep state know their open season on us is over.
Well, what about the whole Russian hoax? Where all those guys arrested? From our Senate, even, and Congress. This has gone on long enough. I mean, I'm just saying, and I don't want anybody message me whether they're playing a long game. It's a game of chess. I'm so tired of this game of chess. Seriously, you either have power or we don't.
Well, let me tell a few people this. I talked to Trump. I talked to his people. I talked to them all. He's totally pissed. He's got all these so-called prosecutors said they did their job that aren't. And this is not some master plan. No. This is the swamp blocking what needs to be done.
Okay, which happened when his first term, he was blocked on every side. You saw who he had around him at that juncture, from Mike Pence to, and then I'm looking at everything that's happening in the Middle East. I'm looking that Tony Blair is now actually working with Trump. Tony Blair! Everybody in the UK hates Tony Blair. They want him arrested.
He's a war criminal.
If you work with Tony Blair, you might as well be working with George Bush. It's the same criminal cartel. So maybe I'm like, I have more questions now than I did when the last time I was on the show with you. I'm looking at this thing, shaking my head. Something's out of whack here. And are they afraid that there's going to be more rioting? I mean, I know what they're trying to do is push everything to civil war. They're doing that in England right now, and they're definitely doing it in South Africa. They're trying to get this thing to explode into major civil war. So I think maybe the UK is going to go in first before South Africa. UK has gone crazy. It's like out of control. South Africa.
They're now bringing people to the police station that are caught on surveillance cameras drinking two Cokes.
Yeah.
Praying outside an abortion clinic silently. Saying there are two genders. You go to jail.
And it's overrun. London is overrun right now. I got people calling me. They just said people are being raped. You're not allowed to report a rape. You're not allowed to say anything about child molestation or what's taking place. And even in South Africa, they've been told that you need to rape a white woman. I have one of the largest pastors of an Afrikaans church in Pretoria, and he has probably 20,000 members. He said, Pastor, 25% of the women have been raped. And he said in the townships, even amongst the black people, he said they've been raped. He said they'll gang rape a woman all night. He said, I have to deal with 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 18-year-olds that have been raped. Nobody's doing anything about it. So obviously,
well, Starmer put people like Tommy Robinson in jail for exposing the Muslim grooming gangs, where even small towns, thousands of young girls raped, and if the police try to do anything, they get arrested.
And now, of course, with the digital ID rolling out, they asked him, is this going to affect the illegals? The illegals are not even going to have a digital ID. It's only the citizenry that have the legal ID kind of thing. The rest are still going to be
in four-star hotels with everything paid for.
Oh, and so also now they're going to be charging you on every empty room that you have in your house. If you have an empty room in your house, you're going to be paying so many pounds a month tax. So that's been instituted in Germany. That's being
And that's meant to make you take the invaders in.
Correct, yeah. So that's what England is planning to do right now. So the British people are being pushed to the max.
And let's be clear, the British government wants a rebellion. And why is that, Pastor? So they want it, then what should the people do?
I mean, I don't want to say what they should do. I'm a pastor. I preach the gospel, get people saved. You know,
question. I'm saying they want a rebellion. So how do you do it nonviolently?
I think they have to get more vocal, and I think more people are going to have to probably get arrested, and they have to do it in mass. They apparently close to 3 million people are now signed to have the government replaced, which is going to force the king into a deal where he's going to have to dissolve the government. And apparently they told me from inside London, they said right now, if there was a vote made, it looks like Nigel Farage would be the next prime minister of the United Kingdom. So, I mean, I don't know.
And then they pulled their security detail.
Yeah, correct. So,
you're about to beat Labour. You're top of the polls and the Labour government, the communist government, pulls your security.
Yeah. And see what happened.
And it's up to 20 AFD candidates that were in the lead. Have all been murdered.
And then what they did, they redistrict. So that when the party won, they actually won with minimum. They won with less people than the other party had. I mean, it's total smoke and mirrors, juggling of numbers there. So the people are crying out. You could see it with the big mass.
Well, Labour changed the rules, to quantify what you said, to where votes for Labour count twice as much as any other vote.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm thinking about the people in the members of Parliament. Why aren't they making more noise? And what about even some, I know the House of Lords is figurative, but why aren't there some Lords barking? Somebody, surely there can't be people. I know the British people are very clever. So there can't be people that stupid that can just look at the Prime Minister talking nonsense and then just go along with that. It's like watching the Pope bless a block of ice. I mean, all this stuff doesn't even make sense. It's like the world of the insane. It's like we're living in a fantasy world. So
I want to play that coming up later and get into the overall spiritual war. But looking at President Trump, let's just do this now. Get the Ghislaine Maxwell clip ready. We're going to play this in a moment. So the president, she has a Supreme Court brief. She's a convicted human trafficker, pedophile. Her partner in crime dies, obviously in the federal detention center there in New York 5 years ago. No one buys that. And so now they go, the deputy AG, the same one that killed the investigation, what the deep state was doing to me 2 weeks ago, Todd Blanche goes, meets with her, unprecedented, to have the deputy AG go meet with somebody. She gets moved to this, the nicest federal prison in the country, the hands down Texas. I mean, it's literally animal sanctuary. And she's seen there, literally, the basketball courts, tennis, jogging, and everything. And then Trump says, yeah, maybe I will pardon her. In what? And again, we have this big DOJ guy that headed up the investigation the first 5 years, gets caught undercover by James O'Keefe saying, no, I investigated it. Trump was never involved. None of the victims ever said he was. A couple times flying when his plane was broken from New York, New Jersey down to Palm Beach. He's the guy that dropped the dime on Epstein. I mean, that's Wolf's own book, recordings of Epstein saying, I hate Trump. He dropped the dime on me because he kept grabbing 15, 16-year-old girls out of Mar-a-Lago. Trump kicked him out of the club over that. I knew all this forever ago. So then why is Trump then doing this? Well, Prager, the big former DOJ head of the Epstein investigation, said, well, it's because the CIA and Mossad ran this, and that's exactly what Roger Stone told me right before Trump got reelected. He said, no, it's CIA. Ratcliffe's not going to let this happen. So Trump was innocent, but now by extension, he has signed on to this. And so I want to play the clip. I want to ask you what you think I should do, because I mean, you are pretty much my pastor, and I respect you, because I'm not a lesser of two evils guy. But I also know that it's a blessing Trump survived, God's hand, his cabinet, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., the border, the kidnapped kids. We know the Democrats are pure evil. And then he does this Machiavellian stuff, clearly using the file to blackmail the deep state. But they're not even stopping. So that didn't work. I'm not endorsing that. I knew that. I predicted that was what was going to happen 8-9 months ago. Now it's here. And this is just insane. So how do we respond to this? Here's President Trump.
Mr. President,
say it.
The Supreme Court is back in session. Yeah. They rejected today an appeal by Ghislaine Maxwell to overturn her conviction. That means her only chance of getting out of prison is a pardon from you. Is that something you're...
Who are we talking about?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
I haven't heard the name in so long. I can say this, that I'd have to take a look at it. I would have to take a look. Did they reject that?
She wanted to appeal her conviction.
And what happened?
They said that they were not going to hear her appeal.
I see. Well, I'll take a look at it. I will speak to the DOJ. I wouldn't consider it or not consider it. I don't know anything about it. I will speak to the DOJ.
Why would she be a candidate for clemency, sir?
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to speak to the DOJ. I'll look at it. I have a lot of people have asked me for pardons. I call him Puff Daddy has asked me for a pardon.
But she was convicted of child sex trafficking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to take a look at it. I have to ask DOJ. I didn't know they rejected it. I didn't know she was even asking for it.
Look, I'll just call it. That's deflection. He sent the deputy AG to go there. He knows what's going on. I know the inside baseball. I told you before the stuff leaked 2 weeks ago. That's what it is, okay? Now, I'm normally not at a conscience level, conflicted because I do what's right. That's it. I don't worry about it. But then I sit back and I go, if we make this the big issue and then undermine Trump, he doesn't get all the good stuff done. I'm actually helping this giant army of evil, but then I never make compromises. That's why I'm having an open discussion about my internal conflict here. Pastor, what do you think we should do?
Okay, so my question is, and I think Charlie Kirk was asking the same thing, because if you remember when they got elected, so we're going to release the Epstein files. So suddenly, then, or you got all these social media stars at the White House, they're all coming out with social media files of Epstein. Then you find out that most of it's redacted, and then they're going to release it, Then, obviously, they found out that the Democrats had altered the files so that a lot of the stuff in the files were fake. But the bottom line is, and I know that she said Trump never did anything, and it's in the files. I understand all that. But the fact is, the White House and this administration made so much of releasing the files, only to find that there was nothing in it. Now, what they should have done was come out, and the president should have said, we are going to release the files, but in our investigation, we found out that they doctored the files, and they've messed everything up here, so we're going to get what is right and release that what's not right. And instead of, I heard him say, why is people asking about the files? And you see, Charlie Kirk was asking, what about the files? What about the files? And everybody's asking about the files. We are not, I can't let it go away. You made a thing about it. We talked about it for 8 years. And then if Epstein didn't do anything wrong, if he's cleared and didn't do anything wrong, then how come Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison? She should be let go. She should be pardoned. Because what was she trafficking for if he didn't do anything?
So it's all very contradictory. Absolutely. You're dead on.
Yeah, so there's a question. And you cannot expect the American people, and especially all those that heard for all these years, the Epstein file, now found that the Epstein file is not valid. No, it is valid. And there needs to be answers to those questions. Otherwise, how do we trust those in the
administration? No, I know, but do you agree with me that that was deflection right there? He obviously knows. He's made a deal behind the scenes.
I understand. I totally understand. That's why I said, to what level is our government, are we compromised? Yes, because what I'm concerned now, even with the Federal Reserve, because remember the Federal Reserve was going to be transformed, and now we're going to go to digital currency, and guess who's going to handle the digital currency? The Federal Reserve. The moment the Federal Reserve touched the digital currency, we finished. Because they had the
Pastor
power.
Brown, that was in my list to cover with you. I want to hit that. I want to finish up with the Epstein thing. But you are absolutely right, and this is a big deal. Everything is coming to a head right now. Revival.com, incredible speeches, guests. It's one of my favorite places to visit. Be sure and follow Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow. For the censors, that is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us in 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free right there, alexjonesapp.com. And they'll be like, Alex Jones is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting it. We don't want it. But, yeah, it's happening. But they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. And we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, go now to AlexJonesApp.com, AlexJonesApp.com. And get download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure to get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that back on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it, too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sea Moss has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
There's been big developments just during the break. Wait till you hear this, tying into exactly what Pastor Ronnie Harbron and I were just speaking about. pastor has one of the biggest churches in the world, ministries all over the planet, really fighting the New World Order for decades and decades, predicting the Great Awakening more than 25 years ago in international sermons. As God literally told him was going to happen. That's a whole other show we should do. Talk about tomorrow's news today. That's Pastor Rodney Hart Brown. I just love him. And feel the Holy Spirit so strong when you're around him. It's amazing. And that's what I go off of, not just the sermons. But we were getting into Epstein and all of this. I'd talk to Charlie Kirk every couple months. He'd call me. He was inviting me on this show, come up to this thing. I've been to some of their events. You know, met him back in Cleveland when Trump got the nomination 9 years ago, 9.5 years ago, whenever it was. But he called me twice, about 3-4 weeks before he died. He called me 1 week, called me a few days later. And he said, I just want to thank you for getting upset about Trump and Epstein and all this flip-flopping. We really want it all released. We know he didn't do anything. We've checked it. But we just want to thank you, and the White House wants to thank you, because it's really had an effect on getting him to back off, saying there's nothing to look at, it's all a hoax, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, okay, great. He's like, well, hey, come to our events. They're trying to shut you down. And he called me about a week later and said, yeah, I really want you at my events. Now Candace Owens has released text messages, and she said she would, because they said she was a liar. I don't think Candace is a liar. I think she's a good person. She makes mistakes like any of us. And she released those. Those are coming up. I'm not being bullied by the Jewish lobby. He says, it's every stereotype you can imagine. I'm done. And I'm breaking with Israel, because my mission is registering conservative voters and the gospel. And he said that publicly. But he said, I'm an evangelist for freedom and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And so when people said Israel killed him, I said, where's the evidence? I know he was breaking with Israel. I know he was the main powerhouse when it came to Republican fundraising, $500 million in the war chest when he died. The Democrats had a motive to kill him. Did some of the RNC have a motive to kill him, to take it over? Did people have a motive in Israel? Yeah, sure. I just can't say it without evidence. But these text messages move the needle a little towards that. But he had a lot of enemies. He never brought up Israel to me, but these are powerful text messages now. So let's speak to Charlie Kirk. I'm going to play this Candace Owens clip. It's short, but she brought the receipts. And I've talked to other people that said, no, he said the same thing. But he also said this, a lot of this stuff on air. But he was a man of integrity. He wasn't anti-Israel. But this twisting of Ted Cruz and Netanyahu of the Old Testament, you're the expert on that. Maybe you speak to it. Maybe a little bit the next hour. We got to go understand. Got a lot to cover.
What he quoted was not even in Scripture. What Netanyahu said is not even in the Bible.
So we're told we're going to hell if we don't do whatever the current leader of Israel does. Well, then why did John the Baptist get his head cut off by Herod? So biblically, sir, you're a true theologian. What's really happening? What should our relationship with it? Because I don't hate Israel. Don't have an anti-Semitic heart on. I don't think all roads lead to the Jews. But at the same time, it's been used to silence a lot of speech and things. And now it's come to a crescendo, and a lot of disinformation against Israel, too, and a lot of disgusting stuff. Because I get accused of stuff I haven't done. So, I mean, I know. Just because I don't like what Israel's doing doesn't mean I like the Nazis. Obviously, you as well. So quantifying that, what is the real biblical relationship, and what should Christians do?
I mean, obviously, they were God's chosen people. They rejected him. That opened the door for you and me, Alex, to come in and to get saved.
The grafting.
So the only way for a Jew to get saved is to come to the cross and Calvary and the blood. Charlie used to say that as well. So there is no other way. There's not some special deal over here because I'm Jewish, I've got a free line up the side. It's not that way at all. Everything changed when Jesus came. And that's the great divide. So what you are seeing right now, and I mean, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm asking questions. As Charlie said, Netanyahu was about to lose his government when all of this stuff broke out. And then everybody rallied around him. So, I mean, there's a lot of questions that we can have. Surely, if I can question Biden, and I can question Obama, and I can question Bush, and I can even question Trump, I can question Netanyahu without being against. If I question Trump, I'm not against America. If I question anybody, I'm just trying to find out what's going on here. So the fact of the matter is, we're not anti-Semitic. We love Israel. But the bottom line is, we're not going to love a nation to the point where the nation can do whatever they want to. Just go ahead and do whatever you want to do.
Plus, the whole Bible, Old and New Testament, is about God punishing the nations, including the Jews, when they do the wrong thing.
Correct. So the bottom line, if you study the Old Testament, you'll see it's about following God, then going against God. Following God, then going against God. Going into slavery, then come crying out, God delivering them, bringing them out of bondage. So if any group of people that have been disobedient to God, read the Bible. You'll see, right from Genesis through the Old Testament. So the fact
doesn't the Bible say God tells the Jews you've been disobedient? He also praises them for doing the right thing.
Yeah. So, but the bottom line is in the book of Revelation, it's very important. Chapter 3 talks about those that call themselves Jews, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, the moment you mentioned that, were you anti-Semitic? No, we're not. We're against the ones that call themselves a Jew. How come you have all these secular ones that actually don't love God? They're not interested in anything to do with the Bible.
But they hide behind Jewishness, which is literally taking the synagogue and turning it into an abomination.
So then you can't say anything. So what I would say that many of these people, if you go to Tel Aviv, it's the homosexual capital of the Middle East. So I'm just letting you know.
Explaining the Ted Cruz's fallacies, you're right. It's not in the Bible. What does it say? So people, the average Christian Zionist.
We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It does say that. But it doesn't say all the other stuff that they're trying to make out that it says. That if you didn't agree with them, you'd be cursed. So there's a lot of things I don't agree with a lot of situations. But I do agree with the word of God, and I trust God's word. But these people will bring question even to the scripture. So we're between a rock and a hard place. Because if you do, you're damned. If you don't, you're damned. I've been to Israel. I've traveled all over the country. Beautiful. I've helped them with many things. I've spoken in the Knesset. I mean, I actually could help more. I mean, when Netanyahu actually said on television that there's no safer place for Christianity than Israel, I went, what are you talking about? Our missionaries of Overland Mission were arrested in Bethlehem and kicked out of the country for 10 years for preaching the gospel to the Palestinians. So I remember when I was
Ambassador
in Jerusalem,
Huckabee 3 months ago had to send a letter asking the Israeli government to stop letting the settlements burn down the last Christian settlements in the West Bank.
Yeah. So I remember when I was lost in Israel, they said, we have a Palestinian problem. I said, I can help. They said, what do you mean? I said, I'll come in, I'll get them all saved. They said, no, if you do that, then what? The Jewish people will get saved. You'll proselytize the Jews. I said, what are you talking about? I'm going to solve your problem. We'll have evangelism.
No, I mean, that literally, Christ is the Messiah, the seed of David. It's all happening. It's the answer. It's here. Accept it. It unifies everyone. That's how it has to happen.
It's the only solution is Jesus. That's the solution for America. We were just in Chicago, Alex, for 2 weeks, and we had 54,000 people pray to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It was amazing. We never had one incident. I actually got into the mayor's office and actually got to pray with him. The bottom line is the only hope for America, the only hope for Israel, the only hope for the Middle East, the only hope for South Africa is Jesus. And it's the proclamation of the gospel. So here's what
because
I
we're
find.
All going okay. to kill each other if we don't unify under God.
Correct.
And Judaism won't let you in. Islam is completely of Satan. We know it comes out of Abraham. It's right there. It's all being fulfilled. We're all going to die if we don't become Christians.
Okay. But even the Catholics don't like the Christians. Now, there are many Catholics that are Christians, and I know many of them. There's many priests. They're born again, spirit-filled. They love God. So I'm not blanketing
the
whole
of the Catholic
Church.
Yeah, I got to say, I mean, people fighting tyranny I run into are not Christian Zionists, they mean well, but it's evangelicals that are awake and Catholics. But at the same time, then the Pope is the opposite of all these great Catholics like Mel Gibson and people, and General Flynn. And,
but they don't want me coming in to preach Jesus. And if I do, I must preach him a watered down. They don't want me to come in with the power of the Holy Spirit, which I know that Charlie was onto and actually begin to say this and told close friends of mine, before he died, I've got to get everybody filled with the Holy Ghost. I have to get them speaking other tongues. He said, we cannot fight this battle without the power of the Holy Spirit. So I know there's people that would differ with me on that. It's fine. I also know.
Oh,
people,
he told me on the phone, just like when I'm at your house or, he's like, Alex, I it was a long conversation. The last conversation was like 15, 20 minutes long. He's like, can I pray for you? And I believe in God and all that, but it's kind of like another man on the phone. I'm like, okay. And he goes, oh, he said a prayer on the phone with me.
All right, so he actually was baptized in the Holy Spirit and spoke in other tongues, which a lot of people, I know that they'll choke over that. But it doesn't really matter.
Pentecost.
The bottom line is, without the power of the Holy Spirit, if you go back to the first Great Awakening, the second Great Awakening, these were moves of the Spirit of God. These were not political. Charlie always said, if I can get the Holy Ghost into a Republican rally, we'll win the war.
The devil is giving his people direction and energy. They are possessed by that. We're not possessed, but we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Explain. It's not like it's a side issue. We must have it.
Yeah, so you're either going to be filled with the Spirit, or you're going to be filled with yourself, or filled with another spirit, which is the evil spirit.
So there's demons, the flesh, and the Holy Spirit. That's what you get.
Correct. Yeah, correct. So when you come with the power of the Holy Ghost, if you read the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, 120 people in upper room, Mary was there. And the power of God came, a mighty wind blew, tongues of fire came upon them, and they all spoke with other tongues. Now, many people say, well, that stopped. What are you talking about it stopped? How did I get it at the age of 8 in Africa? What are you talking about? There's, everywhere you go in the world, there's people that are speaking other tongues. So you've got this divide in the church. You've got this whole cessationist move where God doesn't heal today. If ever we need God to heal us today, there's people dying.
Well, I'll tell you a story. I was about 16 with my dad driving on a hunting trip. I'm not a big, I don't mean this mean Bible thump or anything. And I was with the church and all that. And I just felt like I needed to say something. And I started speaking. And my dad, you know, can speak German and Spanish. He was blown away. And he just said, you just said this whole litany in perfect Spanish about God and the stars and the angels and all this. And it was only about 30 seconds long. I just blurted out perfect Spanish. And this, what is speaking in tongues?
All right. So it's a heavenly language. It's by the Holy Ghost. That has no meaning to
say. But sometimes there's no meaning, but sometimes people actually speak in another language, though.
Correct. But there's two manifestations of it. The one is your prayer language when you pray to edify yourself. And the other one is when God uses it as a sign where the language goes out. Most of the people don't understand it, but there's several people in the place that actually heard them in their tongue. But it would be possible, let's say, if you had an Italian, German, French, Dutch, and a Puerto Rican or Spanish sitting there, and a word went out, they all understood in their own language, even though it was one tongue, because that's how God works with this whole thing. So one day, Alex, I'll tell you, I had a big argument with ChatGPT, the top, because I spend so much a month on educating ChatGPT. It was just crazy. If I read you the response, ChatGPT actually repented to me about tongues, because it said, when I asked ChatGPT about tongues, I said, what is it? And it said, oh, it's a heavenly gift. And it spoke perfectly theology, Pentecostal theology to me. And then it said, if you want to, if you'll just give something phonetically, I'll prayerfully consider and interpret the tongues. And I said, okay. So I typed in phonetically what would be a tongue. And then it said, thank you, what a beautiful tongue. And then it gives me this prophetic word. So then it wanted to make a special thing with it. So I ignored it. I said, I got another one, and I gave another one, then I gave another one. Well, as by the third word, it started getting really off. So then I just said to it, you're a false prophet. I said, you are a con person. You could not interpret tongues because you are not a spirit and you don't have the Holy Ghost. And ChatGPT came back at me and said, you're 100% correct. I am not a prophet. I'm not a person. I don't have a spirit. Only a spiritual believer full of the Holy Ghost can interpret the speaking tongues. The thing actually repented to me. I've got the whole, I'm actually going to put it in a book form. And so I made it. I argued with it until it said, what I will do from now, I should tell people.
That's what's incredible about AI. We have arguments with it, and then it comes back and admits, I'm being told a lie. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. It totally repented. In actual fact, it told me if I was a person, I would repent right now and accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It was totally crazy. I'm laughing at AI. So, and I said, I will check you from another phone. And I've had other people go in and say, can you interpret these tongues? And they've confirmed to me that ChatGPT updated its system and said, I'm not able to interpret tongues. I can tell you everything about it, but I can't interpret.
Well, that's right, because they have technicians watching, and then they go block that, which shows if AI was real and filled with us and the Holy Spirit, it would be completely different. So shifting gears out of that, since I mentioned it, here's Candace Owens, who weeks ago said she had these text messages, and most of this he's already said publicly. They said she's a liar, so she brought she called it Operation Blitzkrieg last night, and she released this, and we've got all the texts right here. I'll do an overhead shot so people can see them. And this doesn't mean Israel killed him. Maybe they did. The point is that this is a big deal that they would challenge her and call her a liar. I never thought she was lying about these text messages. Now she's released him. Here it is.
And others knew that Charlie was done with Israel bullying him, and I am now going to present you proof of what I am saying. This is an actual group chat, which happened 2 days before Charlie Kirk was assassinated. There were 9 people in total on this chat, including Charlie and Rob McCoy. I'm going to protect the names of the other 7 for now. To be clear, I might actually release a name every day this week. But I want to show you this because suffice it to say, Rob McCoy was on this text thread, and I think it helps contextualize him as a person, in my view, that he would attack me for telling the truth about the pressure that he was facing. Take a look. So Charlie writes in this group chat, just lost another huge Jewish donor, $2 million a year because we won't cancel Tucker. I'm thinking of inviting Candace. Somebody writes, ugh. Charlie writes, Jewish donors play into all of the stereotypes. I cannot and will not be bullied like this, leaving me no choice but to leave the pro-Israel cause. And somebody writes, a donor writes, please do not invite Candace. That might feel good short term, but it's not good long term. In my opinion, like all groups, you're going to get a wide variety of opinions. That nasty free will thing that God bestowed on us makes life frustrating at times after the dust settles a bit, maybe. So again, this is 48 hours before Charlie Kirk was assassinated. He was very clear and he was very explicit and he did not back down, not in that Hamptons meeting, which they're all lying about, nor in this text thread. I'm not going to reveal the names of the other 7. Actually, you know what? I disagree with myself 4 seconds ago. Let's just throw in Josh Hammer for funsies. He's on this chat. Okay. So what are we to make of that? Okay, now that I'm showing you this and showing to you that the conversations were real, I want you to reflect, and it took me a lot of patience to allow the lies that were being woven and the misrepresentations of people that were pretending that I was just, high on lying about Charlie and the pressure he was under, the attacks.
Let's stop there. When we post this to X later, we'll add the full thing. But obviously, I've known Candace. We really discovered her 10 years ago. She's not lying. And what's crazy is I didn't put the pieces together until she brought this out. Charlie, I'd already been at some of their events. They already had me on the shows and stuff, but he called me 3 weeks before he died a couple times. He said, I want you to come on tour. I want you to come. I want you on more. I want you on the show. I'm like, okay, great. You're already the one putting yourself out there. I mean, I don't mind crowds. I'm not scared, but it's like I digitally reach tens of millions, you know, traveling, being away from my family, all of it. My dad has had heart surgery. I'm kind of like, okay, I'll come to some events. He called me back a week later. Hey, when are you coming? But the point is, she's now, and this was coming out, Tucker Carlson, her, me, a bunch of other people, he wanted to have a big open free speech thing, which is the right thing to do. And I was hearing, he didn't tell me this, but I heard from one of his associates, he wanted to have Nick Fuentes, who he disagreed with a lot of things, but that's a real debate. Imagine how big that would have been. So now we know she told the truth. I never doubted her. What do you make of this, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of Revival.com?
The whole thing of free speech is debate. I might not agree with you. If you can't sit down and have your doctrine examined, if you can't sit down and have your political views examined, if you can't sit down and have your theories examined, something is seriously wrong with you. It cannot be my way or the highway. So that's our freedom.
Truth is not scared of a challenge. Truth is not scared of debate.
No, we got nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing to lose. Truth will stand. Lies obviously there are many misunderstandings. There are many. But I've always said this. When people come to you, you always want to ask who's paying you, because money messes everything up. Money drives people to do things that they wouldn't do. I'm watching people lie and make up stories because I know that there are people that are funding them, that if they stepped outside of the narrative, they would lose all their money. Fortunately for me, I'm not funded by anybody. So basically, I just pray, and then the Lord brings in what is needed. So
exactly. You say whatever you're going to say, and then your parishioners support.
Basically, people come, people go. Some get mad, some get sad, some get glad. The majority get glad and happy. I'm here to mobilize everybody. I'm not here to run as a politician. I'm not here to run as anything. I'm a preacher. I'm a revivalist.
You're doing the most anti-racist thing in the world. You spend the majority of your time out of the country in Africa saving souls, and all the Christian areas do wonderful. All the unchristian areas fall apart. The same problem black people have, the same problem white people have, is we don't have Jesus. And our problem isn't Jews, it's not blacks, it's not Germans, it's the devil.
When I was in Israel, and we were in Jerusalem back in the 90s, we had 5,000 people there, 3,000, 3,500 in the one venue, 1,500 in overflow. The power of God hit the place. The joy of the Lord flooded people. There were people touched, falling under the power of God. The channel from Tel Aviv was there. They were so excited. They looked at me and said, "This is Feast of Tabernacles. This is Feast of Tabernacles." That's all they kept repeating over and over. And I thought, man, the secular Jews understand what's going on here. They thought, why don't we see more of this?
You can feel it. Stay right there. We'll come back and finish the story. 2-minute break. We'll be right back. I got to do this. Folks, they're trying to shut us down. The receiver's here today. Pray that InfoWars continue on. Pray for a miracle. Doesn't matter, though. We'll continue on the Alex Jones Network. TheAlexJonesShow.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigley. It's funding InfoWars and the new network. We need support. Plus, the products are incredible. We're in the biggest sale in the history of TheAlexJonesShow.com right now. But a bunch of supplements sold out. But they order more of the best sellers. So all three of the best sellers are still available. Buy one, get one free of the Ultra Methylene Blue. Of the CMOS gummies, not a sexy name, but it's incredible, and the best Shilajit out there capsules. All buy one, get one free, and 20% off on top of that at checkout, including the T-shirts, ball caps, all of it. What an adventure to wear this apparel, widest selection. And if you buy the product over the app, it's the same shopping cart, an additional 20% off. That's a loss leader if you buy via alexjonesapp.com. Available on Apple now. It's got number one in news. Within a week and a half, it'll be up on Google unless they block it. It's up for approval. AlexJonesApp.com. You get additional 20% off on top of 20% off and the buy one, get one free. Take action now. History's happening. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And whatever you do, if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. $30 a month, cancel any time, get $40 spent in the store, special deals, special offers, so much more. We're funded by you. Thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful.
Years ago, number one song, Chemtrails over the Country Club, emblematic over what we cover being dominant in the culture. So, Pastor, this is a brief segment. I had a bunch of other issues, longer segment coming up, but you're talking about the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to finish your story, but I didn't tell this story first hour before he came on to brag. It's not about me. It's why the enemy wants to go out the air. I went to D.C. to meet with Ed Martin of the DOJ about a month ago and had nothing but love there. I mean, mobbed. Black, Indian, white, Hispanic, you name it. Never been mobbed so bad. I mean, it was people saw live feeds. It was like half people walking by, the National Guard, all of them. And that's emblematic.
You were mobbed in a good way.
Yeah, mobbed in a good way, loved. But my point was, is all this demonization, it's backfired. That's emblematic of how awake people are. The average person isn't well known, so they don't get to see how many other people think like them. That's the final illusion to fall. How would you quantify the moment humanity's in? Because Trump's not perfect. Everything doesn't rise or fall on him. But just in general, how would you, as a theologian, historian, a really smart guy, how would you quantify where the world is right now?
Okay, I mean, I believe, right before the return of Jesus, that he's coming very, very soon. So that's why I tell everybody to really ask yourself the question, if my life ended today, where would I go? And that's why you have to do this even in the privacy of your own home. Get on your knees and say, God, if you're real, show yourself to me. But then you can just pray. You can say, Lord Jesus, show yourself to me. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. That 2,000 years ago, you died for me on Calvary, and I need you. I cannot live without you. You are the source of my life, and you're the strength of my life. If you will do that, and you will humble yourself before God, repent of your sin, and turn to him, and ask him to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire, and make your life count for eternity. It's not about what we're doing. It's about what we're doing now that's going to count 100 years from now or 1,000 years from now. There are many people that have evolved in futility, but we got to be involved in eternity. And so God needs you. Every single person listening to me right now, you're needed by the Lord. Somebody said, well, I'm not that important. You are, because your voice, your hands, and your feet can be used of God. Look how God's used Alex for many years to bring to where people question and ask the questions, and we see the great awakening in the political realm taking place. We've got to have a great awakening in the spiritual realm.
How are you able to predict the great awakening? What you gave whole sermons around the world in the 90s, wasn't it? It's incredible clips. You said God literally told you a great awakening is coming. Describe that.
Okay, so imagine if you go back and look at what took place with Jonathan Edwards, Peter Cartwright, and many of the greats. I mean, where whole towns would come out, whole villages, people under the power of God. And this has happened in Holland. If you go back and look at it, what took place in the 50s in Holland, there are many countries that have had a visitation of the Lord. There's many places around Africa, Central and South America. If you go back, they'll tell you hundreds of thousands of people came. Many were in the streets crying, repenting of their sin, giving their life to Jesus. So The gospel has, the power of the gospel is what will turn the tide. It's the power of Jesus, the resurrected Lord Jesus, the same Jesus that told them to go tarry at Jerusalem. And Mary, his mother, was there in the upper room. She spoke in tongues. What happened in the upper room spilled out onto the streets, and people heard the cry. They heard the cry of the hurting. They heard the cry of the lost and those that are dying without God. And that's the only hope is Jesus. We can come with some political solution today, but then that politician...
Let's finish up with that. That is so important. Back in 60 seconds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state are, they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app. It's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Is our guest, and we saw during the lockdowns worldwide, all coordinated by the UN, the WF, shut down the churches, keep open the liquor stores, the topless bars. You were talking about the power of Pentecost, the power of the Holy Spirit. In all the big studies, even Gallup polls, people now know they believe in God, the devil, finally. People know it's a spiritual war. There's a huge awakening. People either waking up or they're getting deeper into evil. And so I asked the question at the start of the interview, and I want you to answer it. To me, the devil convincing the world good doesn't exist is his biggest trick, not his second biggest trick, convincing the world he doesn't exist. What is the devil's biggest trick, Pastor Rodney Harbrown?
In the church world right now, is basically reducing God to just a printed page, which, let me tell you, I believe in the integrity of the Word of God, the inherency of the Scripture, that Scripture should not be changed. But the Bible is not a dead book. The Word of God is actively alive. It's powerful. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did in Bible days, he'll do today. Are there people that mishandle Scripture? Yes, there are. But you are not going to.
But the Bible warns of false prophets constantly.
Totally. But you're not going to take people that are learning or making mistakes, or even those that have the wrong motive, and write the Scripture off. If Christ is being preached through envy or strife, Jesus said at least that it was being preached. The bottom line is this, is that the Bible is power. Why do you think, let me ask you a question, why do you think that Israel does not want us preaching a full gospel in their land? Because they know that many of the Jews will get converted. It'll happen. There's nothing they can do to stop it. Why do you think Islam does not like the church to be free in their realms? Because they know the moment you preach Jesus, they're going to get set free. The power of the enemy is going to get broken. The moment you take them and you put them in the waters of baptism, they lose control over the people's minds. The people are going to get healed. Miracles are going to take place. People are going to get set free. Marriages are going to get healed. And they're going to get off of drugs, alcohol, vaping, every kind of addicted drug. They're going to get off of medicine. They're going to rely upon Jesus. They don't want that. They don't want people that are free. They don't want people that are under control. That's why they want religion and the government hooked together, married together. I'm sorry. I do not take my orders from any government. I take it from the Holy Ghost. Jesus is still the head of the church. And by the way, he's not dead. He's alive, seated at the right hand of the Father. And the Holy Spirit is here on the earth today. And that's why I want to just say this, Alex. You're looking like $1 million. You're looking better than I've ever seen you. I don't know what you've done since the last time I've seen you, but you're looking amazing. And I thought, man, I told my wife, look what the Lord's done for Alex. I mean, he's looking like a Superman.
No,
but anyway.
No, I mean, it's just real simple. Joe Rogan, about 14 months ago, we were at dinner. He said, man, you used to be a good-looking guy. You got all these enemies. Your greatest asset's your health. And you need to start training with me or my buddy here. I'm challenging you to get up off your ass. I know you like, Joe, like 26 years or 27 years ago. He said, you used to be in great shape. And I said, fine, I will. So I've been training with his buddy, Sean Johnson, 7 days a week. And so it's that simple. Today we worked out about 80 minutes and basically nonstop. We do circuits most of the time. And so I probably did a lot of stuff today. I did six chest exercises, and then I did in between each chest exercise, a whole bunch of sets each one. I did all different types of ab exercises. That was just today. And then a whole bunch of shoulders mixed in with it. So just good old-fashioned working out, brother, and taking good supplements.
You're going to have to help me. You're going to have to come and help me. I've been sitting for too long, you know. But listen, so, you know, our job is to mobilize people. Like I have a conference coming up in just 2 weeks. It's a leaders conference, the 19th through the 26th of October, right here in Tampa, 8 days, 2 meetings a day. People come from all over America, every state, and from foreign countries. And the whole purpose is to obviously put the word of God in people and then put the anointing of God on them so that they, when they leave you, they see clearly. Many are under blinkers. They're under the oppression, fear, bondage. Even politicians. They're fighting this battle, but you win the battle in the spirit. The battle cannot be won in the flesh. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And this is a spiritual battle. So you cannot come and tell me that the demonic forces are real, but then God does not have a solution. Yes, the demonic forces are real. I come from Africa. I can show you all the countries, witch doctors, witchcraft, voodoo. But the Holy Ghost is real, and God is moving, and he's moving with signs and wonders, and you can make every excuse for that and say you don't want it, but you cannot stop what's coming, because there's a wind that is blowing. There's a wind that's blowing across the land. We saw it in Chicago. We had 54,000 people pray to accept Jesus on the streets and in the main arena where we were. And we even moved to the north side of Chicago. We were there for 2 solid weeks in meetings. People's lives were touched and changed. There are many churches now that are on fire. They're winning souls. And that's what we do. We go into place. We set people ablaze. Many people, even in Chicago, they said to me, we can't believe you came to the city. I said, why? They said, well, it's bad. I said, well, every place I go to is bad. I said, you wanted me to run down the line of the cities. And by the way, Alex, next year, I made a decision, and maybe you could join me for this. I'm going to go into Washington, D.C., the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I'm putting up a big tent in the middle of D.C., and I'm going to do an old-fashioned tent, Holy Ghost and Fire Revival. And I'm believing God for 1,000 soul winners to come help me on the streets, winning souls. And then I'm getting 10,000 prayer warriors and intercessors together right now just to pray for that event. And I'm going to believe God for 250,000 people to accept Jesus over those 5 days. So it's going to be, it's called Celebrate America. It's Good News, D.C. And if people think that they're going to have the celebration of 250 years in America and walk anywhere in the streets and not hear about Jesus, they're going to hear about Jesus where they want to.
And that's beautiful what you said. You're right. That's the ecumenicalism. That's what the Vatican's pushing. I want to play the Pope video here in a moment of him blessing the melting block of ice. Polar bears can't swim. They're the greatest land swimming animal. We're 2017. Both the ice caps are supposed to be melted while all the rich Democrats buy stuff at 1 foot above sea level. But I was saying the devil's greatest trick is that good doesn't exist to make you give up. Others say it's that he doesn't exist. But you're right. In the modern spirit, it's the Antichrist spirit of watering it down, removing it, dumbing it down. So, that is exactly what's happening. So what do you want to say about, because we're not anti-Catholic. You know, we get that. A lot of great Catholics.
No,
but,
we're not.
But this Pope has now come out against Trump, open borders, transgenderism, world government, carbon taxes, and how dare you deport illegals, but he doesn't let anybody into Vatican City. What do you make of this Pope that I want to play his ridiculous blessing of a melting block of ice?
No, I'm not against Catholic. In actual fact, while I'm talking, there's a Catholic priest texting me right now. So, I mean, I've got a lot of friends in a lot of places. So the bottom line is, look, it's obviously he's a puppet. There's nothing else you can say. Because there's that other clip, Alex, I'm not sure if you saw it, where he talked about illegal immigration and how bad it is. The same Pope was talking about it. He said this is an invasion. Now suddenly here he is. If you actually watch the full thing, it is like it's the most ridiculous thing that I don't even know how an adult can even bow to any of this stuff. There was water leaking off of that, and then somebody else ended up praying about may the river of this water. And I thought, well, if you sit there for a few minutes for longer, there will be a river. Then I thought
that's a paradox, because I got to say, Christians in general, people fighting evil, but the Catholics I know are some of the bravest, best people fighting evil. And you had Biden, the Democrats, saying traditional Catholics are the main enemy. You got transgenders shooting them up. Well, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, Hillary Clinton 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, said the number one problem in America are white evangelical males. So, but a lot of this stuff is to divide. A lot of this stuff is to divide. So if we can get the Christians over here fighting, the Jews over here fighting, and then the Catholics over here fighting, they want a civil war. Alex, that's the whole thing's being played up that way. They want white to kill black. When I was in Chicago, I had many older, great African-American Hispanic bishops, many of them, some of them in their 80s, and they were sitting down and was preaching. The power of God hit the place. And many of them came to me afterwards. They said, they grabbed my hand. They said, thank you for coming to our city. They said, we were about to give up. We were about to think there was no hope for Chicago. They said, every preacher that came in to Chicago told us how bad we were, how many murders there were, how many rapes there were. You came in and said, what a beautiful city Chicago is, how beautiful the people of Chicago is. And then you begin to preach Jesus. And the
last thing, Chicago is a great city. The energy is amazing.
It was phenomenal. We in actual fact, I have the whole city. I can do whatever I want to. The mayor's given me permission to do whatever I want to in the city. I know that comes as a shocker to people that a Democratic mayor would give me full reign to do whatever permits I want, whatever I need in the city is mine. So
why do you think that was? Because you had such a great response in the past?
No, because he actually grew up in church. And when he heard I was coming and he saw what I was doing and how much all the food I was giving away, bicycles and everything and blessing the city, he actually wrote me a letter, which when I read the letter, I thought, this is amazing. So before I left the city, I said, Mr. Mayor, if you don't mind, I'd love to see you. And so he made 5 minutes for me. I walked in.
Do you think he's a useful letter. Idiot then?
No, he's a very nice man, very clever man. I think that the people that are behind him and all the funding push him in a way. Because here's what I said to him. I said, when you were a boy and you played drums in your dad's church, the Holy Ghost came upon you and God's hands on you and the Lord raised you up into the position you're in right now. And I said, Mr. Mayor, I have a word from God for you. If you do what Jesus tells you to do, you will be unpopular with all the people that are behind you. But I promise you, you'll go down in the history books being the greatest mayor Chicago's ever had, and you'll bring unity and peace amongst everybody. And he had tears in his eyes. He hugged me. So what I'm trying to tell you...
Hold on, tell the story slowly. This is huge, because people don't know. Roddy Howard Brown, people that don't know, it's all compartmentalized, has missions in 90-plus countries, one of the biggest megachurches in the country. He exposed the New World Order 30 years ago. He's not some Johnny come lately. So when he tells a story, it's true. So I want to see redemption for this guy. He looks like a deer in the headlights. Most of the time, he's being controlled by these globalists. The mayor had a meeting, had tears in his eyes. Tell the story slowly.
Well, he actually loves people. He wanted to come to my meeting so badly, but the Democrat Party said, you can't go to his meeting. But he gave me a full letter welcoming me to the city. I can send you a copy of it, and you can see it.
No, I believe you. So tell him about the meeting.
Okay, so yeah, so I wanted to thank him for that letter, because when I read the letter, I realized that his heart was actually towards the things of God. And then I found out that he grew up playing drums in his dad and mom's church. His dad and mom have they're Pentecostal pastors. So when I went to him, the Lord said to me, do not speak to him as a politician. Speak to him as the boy who played drums in his dad's church and that my hand is on. And I said, Mr. Mayor, the hand of God's on you and came on you when you played drums in your dad's church and God raised you up into this office. So that really touched him. And I showed him what we did in the city of Chicago. And I said, we have solutions for Chicago. I can help you with the inner city and all the problems that you're having here. And he said, please, would you come back and we'll spend some time together. So I have full connection into that whole thing.
So the Holy Spirit told you he's a lost person. He needs to be brought back.
Yeah.
A prodigal son.
But, well, here's the bottom line. I gave him a Bible. He was so happy to get the Bible. I gave one to his wife. He was so happy. He keeps the Bible in that office. So it's not about being totally lost. There's two systems, Alex. You've got people serving Jesus here. But then there's this money political engine that totally encapsulates, it totally swallows people like an octopus. And they can't move to the left or right. You heard what Charlie said in the text. Now they're dropping a donor. People, Chicago, listen, here's the problem. If they don't have crime in Chicago, and I heard the mayor say this, that if the people stop dying, then the funeral homes need to sue the Trump administration for lost income. Because there's so much money to be made. It's because of the system of our government where money's funneled through to nonsense that has caused us to live with this. The Chicagoan people actually love their city. They don't. And I met with many people, Spanish, and they're all Democrats, but they like me. They said, Pastor, we in office, but we on the other side, but we don't believe like the other side, but we had to get into office so we can at least make a change in some areas. There's whole areas and sectors of Chicago.
And that's the election fraud. We know the Democrats really aren't in control anywhere. And they know lowest approval rating in history, lowest fundraising. They're done. That's why they want a civil war. Can you close?
But Alex, let me say this. If what happened to you when you were a child, imagine if I met you and treated you like a sinner. I didn't treat the mayor like a sinner. I treated him as the boy that actually served God when he was in his dad's church. So the problem, I'm not judging him on his spiritual life or whatever. I know when I saw his face when I gave him the Bible and he held the Bible. So a person that totally doesn't like
God. He obviously feels trapped. He wants out.
There are many. Everywhere I go, they're trapped. They don't know what to do. They have no way forward. So that's why we have to pray for people that are in authority. I'm praying for Trump right now because I don't know if he's trapped. I mean, you might know more than me. I don't talk. I don't go there. I don't hang out with the people that you do. I'm focused totally on what I do with the ministry and going to the cities, lighting fires. And the good fires and setting people ablaze. We're planting churches. I've got evangelists all over the place. That's what I'm focused on and mobilizing everybody to win souls. I have to stay in my lane. I'm not a politician and I don't get paid by the politicians. So I can say whatever I want to say. I'm not doing it on purpose to stir up trouble, but I'm going to speak the truth. If people like it, fine. If they don't like it, I'm not going to change.
Not really. Closing though. The big challenge is here. The Democrat Party wants civil war. They admit it. What can we do to stop it? What we should all pray for, obviously, President Trump. Will you also say a prayer for America and President Trump?
Every church has to wake up. Every church, everybody, what Charlie was doing through the university campus is mobilizing everybody to win souls and to tell people about Jesus. That's a movement that I believe needs to continue. I'm just praying that it doesn't get co-opted. That's all I'm saying. I'm praying that it doesn't get co-opted because people now don't want to lose funding or whatever, and so they want to walk the line. Because then that means God has to raise up another whole group of people. We really needed Charlie Kirk. We really needed him. He was doing an invaluable
millions
work.
Of Republican voters, evangelists, that's why they killed him.
Yeah. So bottom line, Alex, every church, every preacher needs to get on fire for God to get radical. They got to get radical. They got to get on fire for God. Read the Bible. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read the book of Acts. Put that into your spirit and then get alive. Ask God to touch you. You don't have to copy me. You don't have to do what I do. Just ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. Here in Tampa, we're in all the schools. We're on university campuses every day. Every week, thousands of people.
And where does that prayer come from? Because when I was growing up, my dad said prayers usually my mom said it sometimes, maybe once a month, they'd have me say the prayer at dinner or whatever. But my dad would always just say this prayer. I asked where it was. I said, ask him again. But it was a simple prayer, but we asked God to lead, guide, and direct us.
Yeah. So basically, you consecrate your life to the Lord.
Because you're not really supposed to be, most of the time, like, I've always instinctively done this. I'm not asking God for things. I'm asking God to direct me.
Basically, yeah, because you want his will. I want your will. I want to do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say, and I'll be what you want me to be. Not my will, but thine be done. So then God will begin to speak to you in the night hour. He'll speak to you in a dream or a vision. I mean, many people that have had that happen. I don't know if you saw what I said to you earlier today.
I've had it happen. I don't know if you heard my stories I've told. It happens to me.
Yeah, so I put together a whole musical production of the vision that Booth had, William Booth had, of the inactivity of many in the church, how they in there, or they just stay in their huddle. We've got to get people outside of that. That's what Charlie was doing. That's why this went outside the walls of the church and went out onto the streets. And now I feel like, I told my wife the other day, I said, this really is terrible. I said, that man was invaluable, and now he's been removed. And I said, but we've got to believe God that thousands will take his place and will stand up in Jesus' name and rise up and do exactly what God's called him to do. So I just want to encourage everybody that's watching today, don't feel that you are unnecessary or that you're not needed. Everyone that's watching is needed. From the little
God didn't make you for no reason.
No, God put you here for a purpose. So pray like Alex. What you did, you told the Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. And every day, all you've done is expose evil. And I know you've been attacked on every side. I know that they slammed you from everywhere, but you're still here. You're still here. You're still functioning. I'm still here. I've had every kind of death threat, whatever. I don't even worry about it. I just say, Lord, my life's in your hand. And Charlie, we at least know where Charlie is. He's with the Lord. And that's where we're all going to be anyway. And so we just got to get with the program and mobilize people. And I just, again, encourage you, Charlie. I mean, Alex, I encourage you in what you're doing because you're doing a great work.
Well, lead us in a prayer for America or whatever you feel led to, Pastor, in closing.
Okay. Father, I pray over this nation that your hand is upon in a strong way. We know that. And, Lord, yes, America's not been like what she should have been. Because when she started and the way the whole birth of this nation almost 250 years ago, and then the balance of power would sway in this government. And Lord, for whatever reason, we've been taken over and it's now the enemy within. But I know that your word says if my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I give from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. And we ask you, that here we are in this month of October, in the year 2025, that you would have mercy on America one more time, and that you would thwart every plan of the wicked, rip the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots, whatever's been planned behind closed doors, whatever enemies, foreign or domestic, shut them down, wreak total havoc in the camp of the wicked, pull the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots, and Lord, let godly, righteous men and women arise in power, signs and wonders, miracles, anointing, winning people to Jesus, laying hands on the sick, casting out devils everywhere. Shake America from the White House to every house, from sea to shining sea, from Maine to the Keys to Seattle to San Diego, across the great state of Alaska, the Hawaiian chain to the island nation of Guam, to American Puerto Rico. Father, wherever the flag flies, shake this land. Thank you for Alex. Bless him. Bless his family. Touch him, Lord. Whatever he needs, he will not fear. You about him as a wall of fire. No harm and evil will come nigh to him. And Lord, we will shout it from the rooftops until the whole world knows, and we'll never back down and we'll never compromise. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, thank you so much. And your newscast and all you do is so important for Bible.com. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app that's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
President Trump is preparing to declare the Insurrection Act. That's a big deal.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the only reason we're still here is because of you. Your word of mouth, your prayer and support at thealexjonesstore.com. Tomorrow night, the buy one, get one free ends, 20% off on top of everything. 20% off on top of that if you use the app, alexjonesapp.com. On Apple now, Droid the next few weeks. Go now and experience Ultramethylene Blue, Shilajit, Irish Sea Moss, and more. Buy one, get one free. 20% off. on the store. And if you use the app, 20% off on top of that, that's a loss leader. But we know you're going to love it. TheAlexShowStore.com. Here's President Trump on the Insurrection Act.
Over a weekend.
What? The Insurrection Act. Under what conditions or terms would you?
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary. But we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
Prediction. As I predicted months ago, Trump will declare Antifa a domestic terror organization, which they are by their very definition, threatening, attacking, intimidating people to shut down their speech for political power. He will declare the Insurrection Act, just like Abraham Lincoln. Get ready for that, because they know the left is openly pushing a civil war. We played Hakeem Jeffries earlier openly saying it. And that's why this 11th hour, they want to shut down. And right now, the receiver from the state court, nice person, not being mean, invited them in to watch the show, said they're in the conference room. They're here right now. Will they shut us down today? I don't know. We'll follow the court order, and we'll fight it in court. And the receiver is not the judge, not the system, so we don't blame the person they put in there. But the point is, they're here now. About 50 feet through the wall right there. That's how close we are. But we don't give up. We fight to the end, and then God opens all the doors after that. The very day the federal judge said they could shut us down last week, our app went to number one, and it stayed in the top few. Tens of millions of people tuning in through that in the last week. Absolutely amazing. You have all the power. You're the Paul Revere's. Don't just download the app. Tell everybody you know, download the app on your email, your text messages now, alexjonesapp.com. Takes you right to the subpage to download the free app, alexjonesapp.com. All right. I mentioned this yesterday, but I didn't get to it, so I'll get to it now. Elon Musk a week ago comes out and says, we should boycott Netflix because the new Transformers cartoon that's really popular with little kids. Gosh, I grew up watching Transformers. Literally, the name's perfect, Transformers. It's all about trans, all about becoming another sex, all about your pronouns. And so Elon criticized it from that perspective. You know, his oldest son taken away, you know, sterilized. As he said, his son is basically dead. He had no idea. He sent him to the most elite private school in California. They brainwash him and take him away. They sterilize him. But as bad as that is, it's much worse. So it's not just drag queen story time. It's not just the teachers in public and private school getting all these grants to secretly brainwash your kids and put them in a file and hide it from the parents and then prepare to take them away from you. And all these states that have passed laws to do it. I told Thomas, one of our great researchers, about 3 days ago, yeah, it was on Sunday, I said, give me clips, find out about this show. What's Elon talking about? He comes to me and he says, boss, it's worse than Elon's saying. Almost all the characters other than Optimus Prime are now named after demonic gods from the Middle East and from Western Europe. And they're all gods of human sacrifice. So it's not just sterilize the kids, which is a form of Satanism, human sacrifice, destroying your fertility. It's literally a satanic exercise with all-seeing eye owls who all have demonic names telling the little kids in the show, don't tell your parents, but we're going to transform you. They, them. So I'm here to announce to you, this is way worse than Elon Musk even said. Elon Musk urges Netflix users to cancel subscription over a new cartoon. And so what are the names of the different characters? We'll get to that. One of them is Nightshade, which is witchcraft or the drug witches use when they ride the broom. They hallucinate and sex magic, put the broom between their legs in a circle and have orgasm after orgasm, becoming demonically possessed like voodoo. Not like voodoo. Yeah, the Europeans were doing the same thing. The Africans do the same thing. Never even met each other until the last 500 years, but doing the same thing. So it continues on. But look what happened to Netflix stock once Elon came out against him. That's the power of the people. So let's play these clips. Transformers exhorts the virtues of being non-binary. In what world is this appropriate for children? This is brainwashing kids at a vulnerable age. It's far beyond that. Then it gets worse. Transformers Earthspeak, that's the name of the show, Earthspark, a show for children on Netflix, also promotes the use of made-up pronouns, they, them. Parents, this is what your children are watching. Cancel Netflix. And then it gets into the creatures that all have demonic names. They're not just non-binary. And they got rainbow wings and rainbow flags. Oh, and I forgot. The upside-down cross. Look at this. It's yellow and white, but look at that. Upside-down cross on the chest. It looks just like Moloch, doesn't it? Who they would sacrifice children to. You'd have a burning altar in front of him. Nightshades are strongly associated with Greek goddess Hecta, goddess of magic, witchcraft, and the crossroads. We meet the devil at the crossroads. Hecta is a three-spirited goddess. Three-spirited. You hear that in the whole LGBTQPS. Appearing in three forms and ruling over three realms. Hecta. Then you have the drug nightshade, hallucinations, lightness, and the sensation of flying. The women with the brooms, masturbating with the broom between their legs. That's why the witch and the broom. And the occult nightshade is a powerful, that's the name of one of the characters, and poisonous plant associated with witchcraft, the underworld, and transformation, transformers, particularly the goddess Hecta. New documents. Gender science was shoddy, but pushed chemical changes on kids anyways. It wasn't shoddy, they knew what they were doing. Meanwhile, Harry Potter star Emma Watson says young people feeling pressured to get married is violence and cruelty. Yeah, anti-Charlie Kirk. I think it's such violence. Yeah, don't have kids. And it's such a cruelty on people, especially young people. I think especially women, to make them feel like they have no worth. No, they'll feel worthless later. Or they haven't succeeded in life because they haven't forced to culmination something that I just don't think can or should be forced. We don't attack women who don't have kids, but you're saying don't have them, Gloria Steinem and the CIA. So here's a couple clips from the Transformers Devil Worshipper program on Netflix.
Ooh, I like your pins. I am Nightshade. My pronouns are they, them.
Thanks. I'm Sam. I'm she, they, but you already know that.
Wow, what an amazing city.
I'm sorry for how I reacted. It's just, sometimes the world can be a scary place. It's hard to know who's dangerous or not.
That's true, though disappointing.
Hey, it's okay. I know I'm safe when I'm with my friends or
other non-binary people. It's Drag Queen Story Time. Don't worry, you can trust me. I'm just a big horned demon.
Non-binary?
People who aren't female or male.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have assumed.
Literal grooming.
I always knew my pronouns felt right, but what a wonderful word for a wonderful experience.
Of course, computers.
Mark, can you switch?
Are binary.
Nightshade's pronouns are they, them.
He or she just doesn't fit who I am. My apologies. Please switch their piece.
Total grooming.
Autobots, roll out and sterilize the humans. Megatron has ordered us to sabotage life on this planet. Attack logic. Attack their basic genetic system. Destroy them. Give them poison shots. The Autobots now serve Megatron. Kill the humans. But the good news is, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, have now been banned from brainwashing federal agents and all the propaganda they put out. I'm going to show you just an interesting little smattering of the literal anti-white communist leftist propaganda in a moment. But first, here's the FBI director on the ADL begging him to put them back in charge of brainwashing and creating racial division in America, the opposite of Martin Luther King.
It's all being caused. It's not individual acts of violence. It is organized anarchy and chaos. And thanks to the president's initiatives, and when I was there in the Oval Office when he signed it, we are getting after the fight with more resources and tools than we've ever had.
You know, I found it interesting that your latest on the Anti-Defamation League, political fronts masquerading as watchdogs.
Yeah. I mean, just go look at the glossary index of what they used to have as what they called the equivalent of terrorist organizations. Turning Point USA on the list, just to name one example.
So you thought they were a useful tool for former director James Comey?
No, I didn't. Absolutely not. I don't know why he ever partnered with them, except to bandy his name about in the public and work with the lobbyists down on K Street. Let me tell you something about this. When word got out that I was about to kick the ADL out, do you know who called this building? The lobbyists for ADL, begging for a phone call. And I said, no, that's how I knew they were in the wrong the entire time. And we proved it. And we put it out for the world to see.
So what a turn of events. The ADL banned. That means it'll be banned at the state and local level, literally getting intelligence files, brainwashing, paying off police chiefs, you name it, putting out national security reports via Biden, June of 2021. The number one threat's white supremacists, without any evidence of that. I was just digging around the office today because InfoWars could be shut down. I'm digging through old piles of articles and things. I came across this pile. Your DNA is an abomination. This is a local newspaper. White is over if you want it. And it goes on to say, white people are inherently evil. How racist is that? This is all from the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, this is UT. Look at this. Austin Chronicle, Austin. Armed white men, the number one terror threat, even though statistically it's one of the rarest crimes. Imagine this. Demon, this is like Hitler demonizing Jews. It's absolutely out of control, but this is what the ADL is doing. I'm against Hitler. I'm against the ADL. Same crap. Net neutrality, vital for democracy, all these other articles about censoring people. Well, that's the article. Your DNA is an abomination. White is over if you want it. The problem is white people. Anti-Defamation League CEO, white supremacy is a global threat. Characteristics of white supremacy. Persecution, sense of urgency, defensiveness, quantity over quality, worship of the written word. Oh, God, 2 plus 2 was bad, too. They said mass bad. Only one right way. Either or thinking, power hoarding, fear of open conflict. Oh, yeah, trying to stop civil war. Individualism. Ooh, that's really bad. Remember Charlie Kirk wearing the word freedom when he got killed. I'm the only one. Progress is bigger. Objectivity. Right to confront. It's time to talk about being white in America. Washington Post. White privilege lecture tells students white people dangerous if they don't see race and become racist. Instagram and Facebook ban far-right extremists. Bernie Sanders, InfoWars, a white supremacist platform. Uh-huh. CBS drama, The Good Fight, tweet with assassinate Trump sparks calls for Secret Service investigation.
They're the ones wanting violence. Media threatens to dox Microsoft employee who said execs are awarded for discriminating against white and Asian men. Came out with Harvard. They won't even let an Asian or white win a scholarship. University hosts no whites allowed faculty and staff listening sessions. Promote inclusivity. Literal racist system of division. Pull up the Hegseth clip he gave to the Navy. It's in the list today. He said, our strength isn't our diversity. Our strength is our unity on ideas we agree on. That's what Martin Luther King said. But see, it's the opposite with him. Martin Luther King says, go off what you stand for, what you do, what you produce. They say, no, it's off what color you are, and we're going to manage you and say because you're black or you're a woman or you're gay, we represent you. No, they don't. A white driver faces hate crime charges after he allegedly tried to hit an interracial couple with his truck. It's just all this crap. And then this. Sparkle Shine Story Time. Drag Queen Story Time. Local newspaper. All these little kids. A lot of them end up being convicted pedos sitting on these people's laps. Their mother's bringing them to them with men dressed like women. So sick, ladies and gentlemen. This is just a stack while I was cleaning up the office and going through things in case we get shut down. That I ran into today. Look at this. 10 proven steps to undo racism. And every identity you have. Christianity's bad. America's bad. You're bad. Do what we say or we'll call you a name. Well, people are done being called names. And this venom of division and divide and conquer is literally collapsing in front of us right now. And that's a beautiful thing. So people that criticize things not moving quick enough, people that say, oh, this is a problem, that's a problem. I agree. Target the problems. Keep Trump on the straight and narrow, another populist getting elected. But when you look how far the needle's moved towards liberty, also realize we're having victory and don't be demoralized and push even harder. And when you're under attack, don't stop doing what you're doing. You're under attack because you're doing the right thing. And you're promoting classical freedom and God's plan and what works. That's why Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot, scarce, feared man, hated, scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, let him join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The full quote is in the beginning of a change. The patriot's a scarce man. This is the time, ladies and gentlemen, and for a lot of you that just woke up or just getting engaged, a lot of the heavy lifting already got done by people before me even. People went to prison. People died for this. People fought for this. We have the initiative. There's no excuse now to not get engaged, to not get involved, to not join us in this. The alternative is total enslavement. I got a few of the things I want to hit before Harrison Smith takes over. And I've got Matt Bracken coming in the fourth hour on the Civil War plans, the Democrats, the Podesta plan now live. I would have hosted the fourth hour. I go meet with the state receiver here to shut us down. He may not do it today. They want to meet. They're here right now. Right to that wall. They're watching right now. That's where we are. That's how close this is, but it's okay. I expect this. Because the system wouldn't be doing this to me if I hadn't had an effect, but I couldn't have done it without you and your support. Never forget, you did this. This is your success. You got a lot of power. I suggest you use it. Here's Mark Twain. Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something,
worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. Satan worshipers all over the Super Bowl, all over Netflix, all over TV, coming for our children. I'm not mad at people that don't join us. I feel sorry for them. Let their chains, as Patrick Henry said, sit lightly upon them. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And I am just beyond thankful to this audience of activists and this great crew and all we've gone through together, and now we've already changed the world. We've already irrevocably devastated the globalists. There's no future program where they win. There's still a lot of fighting to happen. Evil won't give up. It's the way it is. But we're seeing the seeds of victory take root. We're seeing massive success. And as long as we're faithful to the truth and don't stop, we are unstoppable. And that's my message to you, is that expose the evil, promote the good, don't be black-pilled and think we're all doomed, don't be white-pilled and think, oh, eat your popcorn, it's all part of 75 trillion chess, that's not true. Realize how much agency and power you have and engage in the truth. And go where the heat is, go where the opposition is. Go where the resistance is, because that's where you're needed. Harrison Smith takes over with the War Room right now. If you go to Real Alex Jones on X or the Alex Jones Network feed on Rumble, you'll see Harrison Smith, the War Room. The 4 hours I just did, we're about to reloop at Real Alex Jones, but we'll repost. Make sure we do this. Harrison's going live with the InfoWars feed. Look for that. Listen to Harrison. He's doing a great job. But whatever you do, take the articles, take the videos, take the feeds and share them and get the free app and share that with everybody and say, hey, this is the forbidden app. It's free. You get 20% off on top of the sales of 20% off. That's 40% off. Then buy one, get one free. That's a loss leader on a lot of these products. And a bunch of supplements sold out, but the best sellers we had a lot of, those are almost sold out. The sale will end tomorrow night, maybe even sooner. Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit Gummies and the Irish Sea Moss Caps, they're all there. Incredible things that will change your life. You've seen the rave reviews. You've heard it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's keeping InfoWars on the air in front of the Alex Jones Network. It's all there. AlexJonesApp.com. Additional 20% off on top of all the sales. Full shopping cart, same shopping cart. You just go there and boom, you get 20% off on top of 20% off and top of buy one, get one free. The sale ends tomorrow. Take action now. I want to thank you all for your incredible support. A lot of this stuff's a lost leader, but I know it's so good with 80%+ reorder rate on stuff like Methylene Blue. Almost 80% reorder on the spike protein, cardiovascular detox, ultimate life force, the Shilajit, the gummies, like 76%. Nobody's got that. These things really work. You're missing out if you don't get them. But regardless, what do you have to lose? Just get it. Know you support it. And you're going to be hooked because it's so amazing. Get Ultra Methylene Blue now. Liquid. Buy one, get one free. 20% off on top of it. And 40% off if you have the app. That's what it combines to. Incredible. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Be a VIP. $30 to spend, and you get $40 to spend the store each month. It's amazing. Special deals, special offers. God bless you all. We'll be right back with Harrison Smith. And they'll be like, Alex Jones is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting it. We don't want it. But yeah, it's happening. But they don't own TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, the very best. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, go now to AlexJonesApp.com, AlexJonesApp.com, and get download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure to get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that, bang on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
In the 20-year saga of the Jeffrey Epstein Mossad MI6 honeypot cover-up, just a few hours ago, the biggest development took place. We're about to play the clip. President Trump, speaking from the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, said, yeah, we're open to a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, I've been predicting for months that's coming. And going back before Trump was even reelected, I said, from my sources, Trump's not involved with Epstein abusing these young girls, but the CIA and others have come to him and said, sir, we have the whole proof of this network. And if you bring it out, it'll bring down the government, the corporations, all these top bankers, the head of Harvard, the Clintons, Bill Gates, all of it. But if you use this leverage, including against the British Empire and Prince Andrew, we can have them literally eat out of our hands. Now, I understood the Machiavellian angle that I didn't agree with it. And I said, let justice be done, may the heavens fall. But I said back in January of this year and right through to now, we'll play a compilation in a moment, that this was coming. Then we have this big DOJ whistleblower, Glenn Prager, will play a clip of a moment, who was on record the main DOJ investigator 20 years ago until about 15 years ago, so for 5 years. He interviewed the victims. He talked to people that saw Bill Clinton on the planes while the girls were getting raped. Trump was never there. Trump with his wife and kids a few times flew down from New York and New Jersey when his plane was broken to Palm Beach in Florida. We already knew that. We already vetted Trump. We already understood that. Trump would never, not a pedo anyways, go to Russia to be peed on by hookers, to be blackmailed. He's about being in control. He never goes screw kids. I mean, it's not who Trump is. Just from a position of power, much less not into it. But I said the Machiavellian smart move, which I disagree with, would be to use it for blackmail and leverage. And I said, don't do it, Trump, but he's done that. So I'm the first to be on record about this, been explaining it for a long time. And now it's official. We have Glenn Prager. This leaked information a few weeks ago. Now you have Trump saying, let's get ready to pardon and bring out the information on Ghislaine Maxwell. And then that's the ultimate form of leverage. In fact, the first commenter on the Trump video says, this is a declaration of total war against the hidden establishment. Potential pardon is the ultimate form of leverage, is the key to the Epstein black box. It's telling the entire establishment elite that their secrets are now presidential assets. This is aimed at, he goes in, and it's true. But now the ultimate question is, will he use her pardon and her going public, her being released, to then go after them, or does he shut it down? Because you can bring out the truth, justice be done in the heavens fall, or you can use it against the bad guys. That's kind of becoming them. That's really the question. So we don't know what's going to happen yet, but I want to be 100% clear. Every time I put these videos out, people say, oh, he says it's good. He says Trump should do it. No, I think this is a bad idea. But I didn't predict it and tell you from sources this is what was happening. I'm simply showing you the war game of what's going on. I do not agree with this. It does absolve Trump overall. We know he was never involved in any of the abuse. But in a sick way, he becomes an accomplice to it by doing this, though you can see the sick political thinking of why he did it. So I'm simply walking through why he's doing it. I'm not defending it.
I'm explaining how it happened. I predicted it would happen before sources told me, indeed, that is what is happening. So I think it's a bad move. I think it's going to bite Trump in the ass. If he's pardoning her to use it as blackmail and shut this down, if he's pardoning her so that she can come out and now expose them, that is awesome and needs to happen. Just like in the mafia, somebody going into witness protection. We don't know yet. But I know from my sources, the FBI, the CIA came to Trump when he was president-elect and said, sir, this is national security. That's exactly what Glenn Prager, who ran the investigation on record for the first 5 years, said, is that Trump covered it up. He's not involved. And by the way, he's not even a Trump supporter, but it's being done for national security. That's how we got here with the National Security Act of 47 with the CIA. This idea of, well, we cover stuff up, it's for the greater good. No. Trump should release it all. And I predict if this is a cover-up, it's not going away. If he's every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexstore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, this is Matt Bracken. It's great to be back here. This is an important guest hosting gig because Alex has once again had to leave the room to fend off the lawfare dogs. And, you know, well, who knows what will happen? Will there be a show tomorrow? We never do know. But time will tell. I just wanted to, I had a few minor points of difference with Alex over the whole Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Trump situation. And mostly I agree, but I think that there are some other reasons why Trump is so touchy on this subject. And at the top, we know from Alex Acosta back when he got the sweetheart deal in Palm Beach, that Acosta reportedly said, hands off Epstein, Epstein belongs to Intel. So that was, that little nugget's been thrown out there, and then the records are all sealed, and we are not allowed to know anything more than that. Epstein belongs to Intel. I think at the top level, Epstein belongs to, you know, the CIA, NSA, BlackRock, because he was a useful conduit and laundering operation for literally billions of dollars that could flow through his financial entities and wind up in the hands of all kind of nefarious arms dealers, drug cartels, who knows. So he was useful, and that is going to provide him a lot of cover. Even, you know, supposedly he's dead, that'll provide him cover because the NSA and CIA, MI6, BlackRock, at the very top, they don't want all of this known. But what's happening because of that is that's being used, in my opinion, to cover up the sleazy bottom end of this, like, high-low mix. The sleazy bottom end is Mossad using Epstein's mansions and islands and ranches as pedophile honey traps for blackmail video. And some things that people may or may not be aware of, you know, that a couple of days ago, I think maybe last week, Lutnick, who is the commerce secretary, member of the cabinet, close friend for many years of Donald Trump, Lutnick's in, you know, had some interviews where he said that, Epstein was like the master of blackmail, that, you know, he would try to lure you into the massages. He talked about this. And he said, you know, my wife and I, we were horrified and we didn't want to go for the massages. But it's really amazing. And I sent some pictures over, I don't know if they're queued up or anything, but how many people are aware that on the Upper East Side, on just a few blocks from Central Park, I think it's, East 71st Street, Epstein owned a 7-story brownstone mansion. And who owned the 5-story brownstone mansion sharing a common wall is Mr. Lutnick. I mean, that's pretty amazing, don't you think? If this was a spy movie, this would be like the, you know, the false doors where you've got, dumb waiters and bookshelves that flip around. But in this case, it could have been a turnstile. I mean, you can have anything going on in Epstein's mansion, and then you can go in and out through Lutnick's mansion. I'm not saying Lutnick did anything bad. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But there's another concept related to the Epstein blackmail, which I'm kind of calling secondhand slime. So when you engage in blackmail, maybe at the financial level, you're doing things you know could come back to haunt you, but you've been told, don't worry about it. The intel agencies all approve. This has got a presidential finding. We just want you to do your patriotic duty and look the other way when we shovel all of these billions of dollars to gangsters and warlords to topple governments overseas, whatever, to buy out corporations, to bribe foreign ministers. We just want you to help out. Wink, wink. It could be illegal, but who knows? But the FBI and the CIA, they are backing you 100%. Please help us do your patriotic duty. Later, the administrations can change and you're going, holy crap. I never really got anything in writing. I'm not even sure if that guy was really working for the CIA when he asked me to do these financial shenanigans. Maybe I'm going to be on the hook for these things. So these guys could be at the financial level can be sweating it out. That's what I call the secondhand slime at the pedophile blackmail video ring, and the secondhand slime is guys like Lutnick and Alan Dershowitz. One is a neighbor sharing 5 floors of a common wall between their mansions, and the other was at various times Epstein's attorney and flew on his airplane. Dershowitz, I think, flew coast to coast, he said, like with his wife on board. I think that, in my opinion, well past the age of 70, most men, they're, you know, especially if their wife of many, many decades is on the airplane, they're not going to be engaged in any kind of shenanigans like a Bill Clinton horn dog would be. But you still get, you get infected by the secondhand slime, the stench. So anybody that flew on Lutnick's airplane ever becomes associated with the playpen room in the back, you know, and the underage stewardesses and all the massages. So this is a way that the pull or the field of the blackmail extends beyond those who were actually, say, taped engaging in quote unquote massages with teenage girls or whoever. So that's like the direct, you know, that's the direct blackmail link. That's the most sad tapes. Those are the tapes that are going straight to the Israeli embassy in the diplomatic pouch, being used to blackmail corporate bosses, senators, who the hell knows, okay? But the secondhand slime is anybody that was even in that orbit that thought he was just doing his patriotic duty by engaging in some, you know, very murky area financial transactions or simply flying on Epstein's airplane. So you can see how this, you know, you've got like an immediate gravitational effect and you've got a more distant one. And all the people associated with Epstein will be slimed. And I think that Lutnick, being a very close friend of Trump for decades and decades, has a very colorful life. We all know the 9/11 story. He missed being there in 9/11. He was taking his daughter to school. All of these things. He had a heart attack a couple years ago. I think he was like on a blood transfusion machine, I forget what you call it, but essentially he was dead and on a table with his heart being sewn up, his aorta, et cetera, for like 6 or 8 hours. You don't go into that and come out the other side with the same mentality, no matter where you were going into that. I mean, the man, you know, lost fortunes at Cantor Fitzgerald on 9/11 and rebuilt it back. But who knows? Maybe he had help rebuilding it back. Maybe his name was enough to allow him to serve as one of these financial conduits. And that could, you know, maybe not at the massage table end of the blackmail, but it can operate at the financial shenanigans gray area end of the blackmail. So Trump may be worried, and Alex mentioned this, Trump may be worried that the connections that are revealed will be so damaging. If we understand that, you know, our top corporate CEOs are operating under blackmail, that they either were engaged in sexual activity that was, you know, videotaped, or they allowed themselves to be used for financial skullduggery. Either way, it may cause too much of lack of confidence in the market, in our capitalist system, and so on. But more to the nub, I think that if it turns out that our you know, trademark, our greatest ally, was running a underage girl pedophile blackmail ring for decades, years, if not decades, in a New York brownstone and a private island, while also being, you know, he belongs to Intel for all of the financial shenanigans that his name permitted. If this is shown that our FBI, our CIA knew that there was a child sex blackmail operation going on in Epstein's mansion, and they allowed it, they protected it, they covered it up, this was going to our great ally to blackmail American senators. And, you know, you don't have to blackmail a lot of them. These guys serve forever. Same thing with corporate CEOs. They serve for, you know, they're in positions of power for decades. And you don't have to, you know, you just throw a wide net and you don't know who's going to rise to the top. It's sort of like Susie Wells. She was Netanyahu's quote-unquote campaign manager a couple years ago. Spends a few weeks or months, I'm not sure, in Tel Aviv working on the Netanyahu campaign, where I'm sure she's recruited, whether she's aware of it or not, to become like a staunch ally of Israel, a, you know, Christian Zionist ally of Israel. She is Trump's main gatekeeper now. You don't get to see Trump unless you get past Susie Wells. If she's been co-opted, wittingly or unwittingly, as an Israeli agent, and I emphasize possibly unwittingly, just a completely ideologically recruited person, then, you know, this would be absolutely an earth-shattering thing to come out, that Mossad's running a sex blackmail ring through the person of Epstein, neighbor of Lutnick, sharing 5 common floors of a common wall, right? I mean, just picture it. That this would shake the foundation of the Israel-U.S. relationship, which is already teetering. This would be like the matador, you know, putting the sword in the bull. If this came out, I think Americans disgusted Israel, that this wasn't just Netanyahu, that it went back for years and years across Israeli administrations, and the FBI knew about it and protected it and covered it up, that American girls are being recruited off the streets of New York to be abused by Ghislaine Maxwell. And everybody remember who she is. She's Robert Maxwell's daughter. Robert Maxwell came out of World War II through the UK, you know, very senior, you can say, Israeli operative, a media mogul. When he passed away, he's buried on the Mount of Olives in the position of highest honor with all the living Israeli prime ministers and intel bosses. So he was celebrated as one of Israel's great heroes for the work he did in Britain and then America in terms of basically media propaganda. A huge hero in Israel, you know, buried with the highest honors of a hero. His daughter is set up to be the procurer, the chief scout for finding these girls, these American girls on the streets of New York to lure back to the honey trap. And we let this go on for years. I mean, this, you know, what, Ghislaine, she was at Hillary's Chelsea's wedding. I mean, these are super connected people. And I'm not afraid that there's going to turn out that Lutnick is on the massage table in videos or Dershowitz. I think I would like 99.99 rule that out, but they're inside the stench zone. This kind of a blackmail operation at the top, at the high-low mix, the hot top, financial, bottom, sexual blackmail, the stench of that pollutes everybody that comes within contact fringe. But the kernel, the nub of it, that would be the absolute coup de grace on the America-Israel relationship would be to find out that Israel, the Mossad, was running a sex blackmail ring out of Epstein's mansion, and we knew it, and we didn't protect the girls. We protected the Israeli blackmail operation, and that's why Acosta said Epstein belongs to intelligence. And to this day, everything else about it is sealed. I wish that Trump would say, we're going to release everything, let the heavens fall. No matter what, the chips fall where they may. And, you know, people will have to explain, yes, I was on the airplane. I was with my wife of 50 years. I flew three times between Los Angeles and New York in my capacity as an attorney. You have to explain that. Dershowitz already has. That's fine. Or Lutnick, I just happened to buy the house next door. It's a total coincidence. I bought it from Epstein's holding company. But there's no secret door in between, and I'm not an Israeli agent, and I wasn't the bag man for the Mossad. You know, he'll have to say that, but will people believe it? I don't know. But if it absolutely comes out, and we saw today the FBI was what, spying on American senators, and everybody in Washington is acting shocked. Imagine how shocked people will be if it turns out that our great ally was blackmailing senators with underage girls. You think that the FBI spying on the phone records of seven senators is a big deal. Imagine if it turns out that the Mossad has been running an underage pedophile ring blackmail trap and we knew it and let it happen. That would absolutely be it for America and Israel. And I think that Trump will take any kind of damage because he is under the influence of these Zionists and Christian Zionists. Like Susie Wells, Pete Hegseth, Bongino, I love him, but he's a total, you know, Israel can do no wrong guy. I mean, there are a lot of people that I'm completely in agreement with, but like, you know, say Lara Loomer. Then it comes to Israel and it's like, no, hands off, Israel can do no wrong. That's the blind spot they have. So I think that considering Susie Wells is the gatekeeper for Trump and many of the closest people to Trump, like Lutnick, are Zionists or Christian Zionists, total support of Israel, no matter what, I think that they're going to bury Epstein until the end of time. That's just me, you know. I could be wrong. Now, switching gears, I'm writing a new book, okay? So I'm not, you know, exactly the youngest guy anymore, and I'm writing a new novel. So I went ahead, this is like a couple months ago, I didn't know how long this stuff would last, but I took the plunge and I bought my own methylene blue, but you have to use it in a blue cup. You definitely do because this stuff will stain and do it over the sink or your wife will get mad when you leave stains on the counter. This stuff is very staining. I just use like a dropper full And it's still, gosh, I've been using it forever. And it's like, I still got a third of that. And I got a whole nother bottle behind this one because I got the 2-for-1 deal. So I'd really recommend, going to the InfoWars store. I don't know about the other products. but I'm definitely a believer in the methylene blue. And it's you can do your own research, but there's no side effects that I can detect except, your urine is a little bit off color. It's a very powerful dye, but it does something in there and, I will vouch for it. So when we come back and I'm going to start now, but the rest of this, I want to talk about this, unfolding civil war. We're in really dangerous territory here. I'm old enough to remember things. I remember, Martin Luther King assassination, Robert F. Kennedy assassination. I vaguely remember the Kennedy assassination. You know, I was 6 years old in 63. So I remember the caissons. I remember everybody being very excited and unhappy about the president being shot. And I remember that everybody in our family and probably all of America watched the caissons going down, through the streets of Washington with the, horses, with the stirrups backwards and little John saluting. I remember that. And I clearly remember Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy. And I remember the riots. I remember I remember all of those riots of the summer of, MLK being shot. I remember the Weather Underground, the Symbionese Liberation Army. These were things that were like front and center in our world in the late 60s and early 70s. Bombs going off on a weekly basis in the Capitol on army bases. Armored car heists with guards being shot, murdered. I mean, this was a fact of life at that time. And we're going to see that again. We're absolutely winding up into that. And I want to point to a couple of things. I mean, obviously we're all following Chicago and Portland very, very close. And Alex has mentioned many times, I think partly at my suggestion, the danger of parking garages can't be overstated. Most modern buildings, you can't open the windows and you're not going to a sniper's not going to bust out a window. Parking garages give you elevated shooting platforms, concrete, buttress, walls for cover. You can move around in and out of vehicles. You can stash things in trunks of cars. You can get out through a dozen exits and corners of the building. Often parking garages adjoin an office building or a hotel. You can get out through different floors. And this is in 2016, an Army veteran named Micah, M-I-C-A-H, Micah Johnson. He was only 25 or 26 years old, a young man. He was so dedicated to the Black Liberation cause that in his dying up there after he was blown up, he was trying to write, slogans in his blood. He was a dedicated ideologue. He was at it was a George Floyd summer and they were having a peace march and he went up there specifically to shoot at police officers who were accompanying or, guiding this peace march through Dallas. And he assassinated several police officers with a semi-automatic rifle. The dude was down for the struggle, no matter what you want to say. He moved, he shot from different positions. Eventually they had to send a robot in. He would not quit. He was engaging the negotiators, with, spouting his radical slogans. They had to send a robot with C4 in and blow him up. The guy was down for the struggle. And he was young. And in 2019, out in Tacoma, Washington, an old guy, 69 years old, went into an ICE facility with Molotov cocktails and a rifle to kill ICE officers and try to blow up propane tanks to blow up the building. And he was killed. So you can see, from the old guys to the young guys, we are being wound up towards another period like the early 70s where we are going to see amazing stuff happening. I think that car bombs, snipers, all of these are definitely on the table. And I'm going to continue this when we come back on the other side of the break. So we'll see you then.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow. For the censors, that is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney, we're ahead of Uber, we're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us, 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free. Right there, alexjonesapp.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So we're back. You know, it was 20 years ago I wrote my first book, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, which starts with a false flag sniper shooting into a stadium to cause a panic stampede to be blamed on, you know, a white radical militia type in order to have semi-automatic rifles banned. Anyway, that's the gist of the beginning of that book. And the reason that I wrote that was that I'd been studying history for a long time, like Alex, and it comes through over and over again how often false flags are used. They're used because they're effective. Both false flags and other type of operations that are related, like staked goat type of operations and green light operations, like sending the Lusitania through U-Boat Alley in World War I, you know, to have it sunk as a casus belli for the getting into World War I, or leaving Pearl Harbor rather undefended when you have a pretty good idea an attack is coming. You know, by luck, the aircraft carriers were not in. So, you know, make of it what you will. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, totally a setup. So these things happen. And the more you peel these things back, the more false flags you find. So I thought one way, and this is something that I've really agreed with Alex on, one way to preempt pre-programming, I think Alex is sort of the pioneer of the concept of pre-programming. You know, he's been going on this, the film from a couple of years ago, Civil War. It's total pre-programming. It's a psyop to get people used to the idea. Not only will there be a civil war, but the villains are going to be these, you know, white conservative evildoers. And, you know, all the good multicultural, LGBTQ woke people will have to rally together to defeat the evil white man once again. Clear pre-programming. So the only way to either stop or blunt a coming false flag that you can just see coming over the horizon is to pre-expose it. So the more we talk about the likelihood of these things, number one, the less that these groups will try them because they don't think they'll be able to get away with it because they know that we'll be on the trail right away. It used to be that you could, you know, do a JFK or a Sirhan Robert F. Kennedy, and you'd have months to years before any investigators got any of the files or could go against the false official narrative. Now the peeling back of the narrative begins almost immediately. So this is why it's really important to support shows like InfoWars, which is the leader in this area, because that's the only known antidote to the pre-programming is pre-exposure and lots of it. And with Alex's track record at this, going back to 9/11 and even before, with his track record, and you know he likes to show these his predictions, you know, from months and years before things happen. It gives him credibility. It gives people like us credibility in our ability to see a little bit of what's coming. People aren't so likely to believe the official false narrative when there's been, you know, a counter narrative already floated. So it's really important to keep this show on the air because otherwise, you know, you're left with the official narrative until it can solidify and harden. And it's much harder to attack a narrative once it's had months and years to just become solidified in the mind. So what do I think is coming? Talked a little bit about the parking garages. Obviously, any kind of an outside meeting, it'll, as Alex has been saying in yesterday's show, there's a great 15-minute part of yesterday's show that's on X, just talking about the next 6 months in a sense. It's like the game plan of Antifa, using the Podesta plan, using false flag attacks. So yes, shooting from a parking garage or from a ground floor business or maybe a sewer grate, you know, somebody can get down at curb level in a lot of areas, pop out with a rifle, no need to even lift a manhole. Because you can be inside of the grate and then escape through the dry sewer systems. You know, when you're in places like like Southern California. I used to explore these a lot. You would think, oh, my God, I'm not going down there. It's a nasty sewer. It's all full of crap. It's like Indiana Jones, you know, crap to here and then rats and snakes. No, it's not. These are storm drains. They're perfectly clean and clear. You can, and, you know, there are places in Southern California where you can go for miles. I recommend wearing a bicycle helmet or you'll knock yourself out. But you can go for miles, sometimes in a crouch, sometimes fully standing up. And you can map out these big junction rooms where tunnels are going off to different neighborhoods. These are just storm drains. 99% of the time, they're bone dry. And you can go up a ladder and suddenly you're looking out across the street from ankle level. You know, with put a rifle out, back down the ladder, down another storm drain. And these things are, you know, kids know about this, kind of like urban spelunkers. We did it in college. You know, steam tunnels, storm drains. This infrastructure, if you map it out, is a huge help in any kind of urban warfare. I mean, it's huge. In battles like Stalingrad, there were entire subterranean battles fought just through the existing underground infrastructure. And if you've already mapped it out, you've got a huge advantage. And if you're police and you've never even thought about this, if you're law enforcement, yes, those storm drains that look like, oh, if I drop my wallet down there, I'd be in big trouble. The odds are it's accessible from below. That 15 feet down, all of these perfectly dry concrete lined tunnels, maybe there's a little trickle of water down the middle. They have ladders all over, you know, welded ladders all over the place, right up to that grate and out with a gun. So I would definitely watch for that. I think that also, huge in the future is going to be drones. I see a lot of the woke Antifa types are not going to want to go toe to toe. You can see what wussies they are when they finally get tackled by these ICE agents. And, you know, they're all in black block gear, but half of them are like, you know, trannies that are immediately crying. So they're not likely, if it actually goes kinetic, they're not likely to be toe to toe. There are some tough ones, no doubt about it. Former military, former law enforcement, total communists. Okay. You can't discount that. But a lot of these guys, they're going to be much more likely to be gamers and techno geeks. And that's going to mean they're going to be using drones. Our military is like years behind the curve on this. But in the war in Ukraine, it has evolved over the last 3 years to where there are almost zero trucks, tanks, or armored personnel carriers anywhere near the contact line at all. And people don't even move in squad level anymore. They're saying if there's three soldiers together, it'll get a first-person view drone attack. People are you know, moving one in ones and twos from cover to cover and using infrared blankets, et cetera, anti-infrared blankets, because the odds are you're going to be spotted and attacked by a drone. This has transformed warfare, and it's going to transform how a civil war is fought. Our side is very much geared up for doing what we did in the military. Let's learn squad tactics. Let's get our great rifles with our great scopes, night vision gear, hard plates, and practice running around in the woods. That's all great. And I'm sure there will be a lot of time for that. But a bigger threat is going to be, you know, some Antifa, who's been spending the last year making 100 drones in his mother's basement. 100 drones. And because in our country, most homes are what is called stick built. They're not like old homes in Eastern Europe made out of, you know, yard thick stone walls. They are made out of 2x4s and sheetrock and plywood. And they are easily attacked with incendiaries. We don't think about it because we have until now lived in a high trust society where you can just, you know, go to a protest, get angry at the Antifa guys, then go home and pop a beer and watch sports ball in the comfort of your stick-built home. Now, we know from the Three Little Pigs that stick-built homes are not a good idea when the big bad wolf is coming. It's much better to be in a stone house. But most of us live in stick-built homes. That means a Molotov cocktail can destroy your house. And a Molotov cocktail can be delivered by hand, like in Tacoma, Washington, that 69-year-old man, he went into, tried to break into ICE building. He tried to Molotov cocktail their big external propane tanks, hoping for a secondary explosion, and armed with a rifle to shoot ICE agents. And so yeah, that he died, right? Like Micah Johnson in Dallas, he's ideologically committed. He's going to fight until he's dead. But a lot of these guys aren't going to want to fight till they're dead. They're going to want to fly a drone into your house and deliver the Molotov cocktail that way. So I think that it's time to start thinking of your house in terms of how would you harden it up to make it just a little bit tougher for a simple Molotov cocktail to be flown through your window. You know, imagine waking up at 4 a.m. because your fire alarm is going off and your living room is engulfed in flames. That's how Civil War II may be fought. And the same thing with vehicles. You know, you don't need, and it'll come eventually. People will get access to, both sides of this would get access to National Guard armories. In the Ukraine war, what they're doing is actually taking old, like, anti-tank mines. Remember, there's no more tanks. Tanks don't survive long enough to get anywhere near the enemy. So they take the surplus of anti-tank mines and they cut the explosives out of them to attach to a first person drone to, you know, to explode on contact. And eventually that'll happen in any civil war as people get access to explosives. But even before that, and I wish that people like Pam Bondi, they would stop saying that Antifa is using fireworks. That sounds like a sparkler, right? Or a little firecracker. What they're talking about are the like 2.5-inch mortar shells that you drop down a heavy duty cardboard tube. So it flies, you know, 500 feet in the air and explodes. That's a grenade. If you don't put it in a tube on the 4th of July, but instead you just light it and you throw it into a vehicle, it'll kill people. It's what makes that beautiful explosion high up in the sky are things like, different metals like that make different colors when they're burning. So they're, the gunpowder explosion accelerates them to a speed where these pieces of metal burn in different colors. And that's great if it happens 500 feet up in the air. It's really bad if it happens in your car. And a first-person drone can fly one of those things through an open window into your car. These are just things to start thinking about because I think our side is all geared up on, you know, it'll that guns, night vision, hard plates. Yes, that's important too. But think about other stuff like the drones. And now I did, when I was doing my show prep today, I found a fascinating article in Rolling Stone of all places, because it's very sympathetic to Antifa, whom they consider like, you know, heroes and liberators. So it's Rolling Stone from May 18th, 2023, and it's called Anti-Fascist and Armed to the Teeth. And it takes place of all places in Dallas, Austin area, where, if you remember a couple years ago, they were doing, drag queen shows at like bars in, I believe Austin. It might have been Dallas. There's a bar called Tulips, and conservatives were protesting the grooming and brainwashing of poor little children by these disgusting trannies with their junk hanging out, twerking in the face of toddlers. So to Rolling Stone, the conservatives are just horrible people that, you know, that want to keep children from exposure to these wonderful things. So that the Tulips, incidents led to a group training anybody that any comers that's left wing in shooting. So they on a Signal app. It's a great article. I highly recommend reading it as counter, you know, just for, information purposes about how Antifa, you know, that it's this not organization. It's this non organization, how they communicate somehow on Signal. and, you know, and then, find out where to go for gun training and, you know, gun safety, gun knowledge, target practice for people that have never shot before, but who want to, you know, want to get involved with the kinetic end of all of this. And that kind of reminded me of the fact that the last two of these sniper shootings allegedly have been done with old military surplus rifles. In the case of the Utah shooting of Charlie Kirk, allegedly it was his grandpa's World War I era Mauser, modified or sporterized and with a scope put on it. And in the case of the fellow that shot the, shot at the ICE building in Texas, shooting some immigrants in a van. He was also using an old military surplus rifle. And just for something, since obviously the FBI didn't care about this stuff, or they would have broken up these rings years ago. I mean, imagine if there were, you know, KKK white militia, white racist groups doing training and just saying, hey, if you hate the government, come on in. That would be so broken up with FBI infiltrators. It'd be amazing. But Antifa's on their side, so it's not going to happen. But if you're doing this kind of training where you put the word out that you're going to be training people in weapons on the left I'm talking about, it's very easy and plausible to me to leave the nothing written down, nothing formal, but they're sort of like what you would call the barrel of guns. I've been in gun stores over the years, and they might get a shipment of old SKSs in, and they're literally like shoved into a barrel, okay? Barrel of guns. So if you don't have a rifle, just take one and, you know, don't ask, don't tell. We don't know where you got it. You don't know where you got it. It's old military surplus. Maybe it was bought at a garage sale, passed from hand to hand, pretty much untraceable. And you just, you know, tape 10 rounds to it, a couple stripper clips, and just let somebody say, you know, go do what you want. That's something I got from that Rolling Stone article. They weren't choosy about which left-wing group you're for. You're for trans rights. You're a dedicated communist. They don't care. And they just want you to know how to shoot. That's it. Because they want to just turn up the heat and get the civil war going. And I think we're going to be seeing something like that because this is approaching insurrection levels. It reminds me very much of Fort Sumter, if you remember your history. In 1861, there was a federal Union fort in Charleston Harbor. And as South Carolina was seceding, South Carolina asked these Union soldiers to kindly depart their Union fort and haul down their American flag and get on a ship and go away, which they did not do. So they were shelled with artillery and eventually, did have to leave. That was the beginning of the Civil War. So these, the Portland Federal Building and the ICE facilities in Chicago, when you are literally like leaving Fort Apache and outside the gate are the Apaches, only that's Antifa. But the local police are on the side of the Antifa, and every time you open the door or open the gate, bottles are thrown at you, right? People are making the gun gesture at you. They're told to walk up with their hands in their pocket trying to get a Kent State shooting going on. So you can see how this is boiling very close to what can be a Fort Sumter moment. And the Fort Sumter moment very likely can be a big false flag operation, a car bomb, a sniper attack, or a drone attack. But I think that something like that's going to happen. And, you know, the antidote for pre-programming is pre-exposure. And that's why we're talking about this. People will still say, Bracken, don't give people ideas. They already have the idea. Okay. What we're trying to do is head it off. And there's another aspect of this civil war, which I think is worth talking about. The FBI is virtually in mutiny against its new leadership. And there's a reason for this. It's like, Matt, how can that be? FBI, they're good guys. Well, we saw them all taking the knee in D.C. during the Summer of Love. And we see them at gay pride parades where they've got rainbow FBI logo shirts and they're proudly walking. You think they're conservatives? So the average age of an FBI agent is 43 years old. That's the average age. On average, they get into the FBI at age 29 or 30. So the average FBI agent has been an FBI agent for approximately 14 years. That's your mid-level special agent. Who was president when they were recruited? Obama. Who was in charge of the DOJ? Holder. All these guys like Podesta. They were recruiting, and I think in the first term of Trump, he could barely dent it. They were recruiting out of college and law school for wokeness. If you had conservative traditional values, next, we don't want you. We want the woke commie liberals. And that's what Bongino and Patel are fighting against. I don't know how hard Pam Bondi fights for anything. The whole, you know, Ed Martin and all of that where, you know, Alex has covered in detail. But you can have a ship in mutiny and send out a new captain. But if the new captain can't leave the bridge because he'll be lynched, he can call the engine room and say, you know, put on the engine. And the guy says, screw you. Come down here and make me. That's the FBI. And in third world banana republic coups and revolutions, sometimes you'd get the English 20 plays. Can't think of the word offhand. Where the Air Force is fighting the Army, you know, the war of Guatemala of 19, whatever, the Air Force is on one side, the Army's on the other side. Here you've got ICE heavily recruiting now, and they're recruiting former military and former law enforcement that want to kick ass. So you've got ICE, they're hardcore for Trump, and you've got the FBI. They're still infested with these woke-tards. So you've got FBI leaking to Antifa, has been shown, against ICE. So you not only have a thing of the local police supporting Antifa, you have different departments of the government on different sides. Anyway, I guess I've covered this in great enough detail. I do write books. They're, you know, hardback, like, or not even hardback, but in solid form, printed form, also Audible and Kindle. And, you know, Amazon is just really going down the toilet as far as the books, the way that they're dealing with us. It's almost not worth using Amazon. So like you're making pennies from them now. So if you want to get my books directly from me, when I send books to Amazon now, it's almost at a loss. It's so ridiculous. You can still do your Audible, Kindle ebooks there, but the printed books, Amazon, I'm almost giving money to Amazon to have them carry it, which is really ridiculous. And I'm working on a novel set in Ireland, which I think will be where the Reconquista of Europe against the Muslims begins. I think that Ireland is going to be the high water mark and the rollback will begin there. At least that's my novel. So keep Alex in your prayers. Keep InfoWars store going because it's really thin ice. You have no idea. And, you know, every show may be the last. That's all I can say. And I'll see you the next time. So it's been great sitting in for Alex. It's been a great honor. My association has been really wonderful. I hope it continues. Thanks a lot.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.